104.4 FM. Bigot Radio. Radio.
Pretty late again, guys. Sorry, I just a lot of is what it is. Probably I don't know. This might be 20 minutes. We'll see how much I feel like doing. Well, what I feel like doing is zero. I feel like doing 0% of any of this. But if I'm not working or being abused, what am I doing? It's not sleeping, that's for sure.
Listening to Bigot Radio with your host, Jeremy McKenzie.
Burn it all down. Blow it all up.
Thank There's just so much goddamn weight on my shoulders. All I'm trying to do is live my motherfucking life. Supposed to be happy, but I'm only getting colder. Wear a smile on my face, but there's a demon inside. There's just so much goddamn weight on my shoulders. All I'm trying to do is live my motherfucking life. Supposed to be happy, but I'm only getting colder. Wear a smile on my face, but there's a demon inside.
You look better back there. More odious. More of a troublemaker back there, huh? What do you think? Doesn't matter where I go! The thirst for vengeance is insatiable! Okay. Welcome aboard, fam. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. It's Friday evening. I know it's late, but I don't care. You don't care. Nobody cares. If any of us had anything other better to do or any other place to be, we'd be doing that. But we don't. What the fuck am I supposed to do instead? Get a job? I had one of those. Had one of those in the Murder Olympics in the military. 15 years almost. Don't recommend it. It's kind of a thankless, low-paying, shitty job, and you could say, oh, I do it for the love of the people. Well, the people hate you anyway. They don't care, so it's really it's kind of a sucker's gig, and I would never recommend anyone submit themselves or their children to such an endeavor as that, especially these days. Maybe 100 years ago. 20 years ago. Not now. No. Knowing what I know now, I wouldn't have done it even 20 years ago, but that's the advantage of hindsight. It's 2020, as they say. How you guys doing? It's Friday. How are you making out? I broke my toe, I think. On the way in here, I'd added another 10 minutes. I had to do a good 5 minutes of the Peter Griffin. After, you know, trying to run around doing this and that. And there's a dumbbell on the floor where it shouldn't have been. And I remember thinking, I'm going to trip over that. I better put that away. I'm going to break my toe. And no, I didn't put it away. And I ran right into her full speed. And it hurts a lot right now. I don't want to look at it, but I've broken toes before. And this is, I think this is what it is. Great. Well, it'll just be an extra fun thing every time I want to walk anywhere. But I mean, I'm already in Canada. I can't really be much more uncomfortable or painful than it is. It's pretty awful. It's a pretty generally terrible place to be. Digging the Bigot Radio over there, Musitron on Odyssey. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. you guys are disgusting. Don't ever ask me about mayonnaise. Why are you trying to harm me like this? Why are you trying to hurt me? What did I ever do to you? I don't want to be here. I'm doing it anyway for your benefit, not me. I'm only screwing myself over with these later and later. I wanted to do this early. If I could just, I would start at 8 o'clock local. 7 Eastern would be great. But I don't know how far back that goes, Western Canada, these stupid 5-country time zones. I don't know. 8 Eastern seems to be kind of the sweet spot. But I can't even make that most of the time. And shut your mouths. You know? I don't have a studio. I mean, I have this, but I don't have a team. I don't have anything. I don't make nearly enough money for that. I mean, I'm just screwing myself over, really, because most of the income is from, you know, the live viewers. So if I'm not around, if I don't show up till 1 a.m, I'm the one that's going to get, dummied for that. But someday, if I can afford to, I would. I would love to hire a couple of people, at least one or two. It would definitely make this a lot easier and would enable me to get a lot more done. I am running off. I am task saturated is what they call it. Back in the shop days. When you've got, you're doing too many things. You can do, everybody's got a different number of things you can do concurrently before the quality of the work starts to decline. And then it starts to rapidly decline the more you do. So if you can do 3 things pretty well without any of those 3 things is getting the same amount of effort and quality that it would if it was just, you were just doing one thing. Say you can do 3 things at a time. that way, and nothing suffers. That's pretty good, actually. Most people can't even do that. Most people can maybe do two things at a time, and that's stretching it. Three is a lot. So let's say you do, some people can do a lot. Some people can do five. You know, they're just, they're freaks, and they never sleep. They're named Vince McMahon or something. but once you, so say you can do three, that's it. You're task saturated. You're not max. Any more than that, and everything starts to just suck, and all the other things you're trying to do are not getting any real, not really getting anywhere. It's all kind of falling apart. So you want to stay three at max. Three is your maximum limit. You want to stay under that, ideally two at most, but you know, so you get up to there, you go past that. It's called task saturation. And then you got too much to do. You got too much going on, and everything starts to get difficult at that point. So I'm pretty much probably being on a crusade against the government for 7 years has, led to some of that between, the things we're doing a lot, you know, This is round the clock. This is all I do. I mean, not just this. It started with just the stream as kind of a hobby, and then it became a full-time gig. So there's that, as well as everything else we're doing. The club is coming along. There's a lot of work to put into that. We're getting pretty close to launching that publicly. I mean, you can email it if you want. You can email us at secondsonscanada@protonmail.com. If you're interested, if you're a man, first of all, and you're a nationalist or leaning in that direction, or just, I don't like a lot of this shit that's going on, you're probably going to find some things in common. But it's a little more advanced for some guys and some people if they're not very, very politically aware. But, you know, if you want to be, we might be able to help you out. You can email at secondsonscanada@protonmail.com if you want to try and get involved. And we are national. We are all over the country. We are, to the chagrin and unfortunate news of Antifa, they're very, oh, he's lying about how many people. I wish I was, because then it would be a lot easier to just walk away at any point in time. I wouldn't feel obligated to all of this and all these people and all this stuff. And I wouldn't have to spend nearly as much time here at the desk or at the board or on the phone or traveling around, as I have been and will continue to be doing. And I've got a bunch of flights to book and all of this. A lot to do. And not that I'm complaining. It's just, it's, you know, it's never going to end until I decide I don't want to do it anymore. And I think I'm kind of incapable of that. So I think I'm trapped. I think I've enslaved myself. As well, the movie, it's done. The movie is done. The tour movie, it's been done for a couple of weeks, minus a tiny minor, I mean, half an hour of stuff we want to maybe add to it or edit, but it's not a big deal. What we are waiting on is we just got to get facilitate the online infrastructure so that you guys can watch it. And it's a lot harder to do than you'd think, apparently. So we're working on that, and that could be done. I don't know. Shouldn't take months. Shouldn't take weeks, but it'll be done when it's done, and when it is, and when it's ready to go, you guys will know, and we'll let you know. We'll have a little advertisement for you. We'll give you at least a couple of days heads up, and we'll probably release it on a weekend or something, a Saturday night or whatever, Friday night, and looking forward to you guys being able to enjoy that. If you didn't get out on the tour, you didn't come to any of the live events or anything, well, you're gay. And you suck, but you can make it up to us by repeatedly renting the movie like 10 or 20 times, okay? Maybe even 30 times. That would really make us feel better, you know, especially Philip. Phil is, you know, he misses a lot of people, and you know, I don't care. He doesn't care. He's I don't care bear, but, I mean, you can tell by his eyes. He's just, he's plotting stuff. He's plotting bad things, and maybe don't look into his eyes. It might be how he gets you, but it'll be out soon. And yeah, it's about 2 hours and 21 minutes long. So it'll kill an evening. It'll give you something to do. And more importantly, it'll give Rachel something to do. Poor girl. She got fired again, I see. I haven't watched the video. Everybody's making fun of her. I just saw that she was like crying and stuff. And I'm just like, man, you know, it's too bad. It's too bad that people get in their own way so much. And, you know, contrary to what people may think, or maybe what she would probably believes, I don't hate her. I don't want anything bad to happen to her or anything like that. I don't care. She's kind of, you know, inconsequential. It's just some woman trying to, you know, do her thing, whatever. Doesn't affect me at all. I certainly don't appreciate a lot of the work she's done, especially the kind that is segregating and pitting Canadian families against each other and stuff. That, again, wasn't her idea, though. It was suggested to her. This is a good idea. This is what you should be getting into and looking at. And you know what, Rachel, if you'd listen to me and you'd listen to any actual human men with a soul and not the goblin freaks at the Anti-Hate Network, you'd still have a job at Global News and you'd probably be doing okay. I mean, we can't make your choices for you. It's incredible to me how much people have lost the plot just from when I was a kid. It's common sense is certainly not common anymore. I mean, that's always kind of been a saying, but I mean, where is it now? I don't think it exists. You've got so many different conflicting versions of reality. How are you going to get, it's hard to even get two people to agree on anything anymore. But there's certainly no room for conversation. There's certainly no room for understanding or getting to the bottom of anything. That's obvious. It is just an emotional game of manipulation. The Manipulation Olympics. Who could get the most clicks and likes and followers and all of that shit? Maybe somebody will send it to me, you know. That'd be an interesting experiment, right? Because I know everybody's making fun of her and all those people like that, right? But I'm actually capable of doing both, you know. I'm actually capable of a human response, you know. But which is funny considering how I'm very rarely treated like a human being by any of these people. I'm probably the most discriminated against private citizen in the country, actually. I can't open bank accounts in most places. I've been barred and trespassed from places just because of who I am. Recently, I saw Morgan posted that. And when they got hers, I was like, they got mine too, I'm sure. And probably the club page. Yep. TikTok has purged my personal account, which I just started like 2 weeks ago and uploaded like 8 clips to, maybe. And they were harmless. I don't even think I really swore in most of them or any of them. They said it was repeated violation of community guidelines, which is, of course, not true. There was no violations of any guidelines. They were asked by Ottawa to take it down, which they've done repeatedly for YouTube accounts, multiple Twitter accounts, I mean, multiple YouTube accounts. I think 17 we went through. I think the biggest Twitter account I ever had was about 50,000 people in 2020. February 2020, actually. About 5 years ago. What do you think it would be at now if I'd never been banned? My biggest YouTube page is about 20,000, and then that was also banned. And a few more that made 10, 15,000, banned. Twitter, I get 10, 20,000 a couple more times, banned. This one's coming up close to 10,000, so it'll be banned soon. I'm getting the Australia treatment, I'm calling it. Well, give me the Australia treatment. Treat them like Australia. Where you just get unpersoned, you know. I didn't even say anything that bad. Because it says I'm a dangerous individual. Repeated community guidelines. Or Facebook was warning people. They're getting ready to haul that down now, too. They're mass reporting stuff, or someone is. Going back 5 years, at least. Morgan is getting notifications like, yeah, this post from 2021 and 2020 and 2022, that's violation of, you know what I mean, years later. Other people who I don't even know, some I do. There's and some of like sock accounts, which is internet speak for like sock puppet, right? Like, oh, hello, I'm not me, I'm Mr. You know, I'm I Don't Care Bear. That's not legally actionable because I'm a talking bear and not a person. You know, a sock account, sock puppet account. Some of those, and there are lots of videos. Some of those, 10, 20, 50,000 followers on TikTok. It's been there for 2 years, and they've never noticed and never cared. They just, but me, no. So other people who I don't even know, just for sharing clips of my show, stream, broadcast, whatever, it's not hauled down on the basis of something that was said or done, you know? I'm not brandishing a flamethrower. I'm not giving noose tying lessons or gun bomb knifing my way through the educational system, teaching children how to make mustard gas out of homemade items in their bathtub. I mean, I could do that, but I'm not doing that. I've never done that, but I could do that. I wonder what kind of OnlyFans page that would be. That was Derek's idea. He's like, maybe we sell the movie on OnlyFans. That would be hilarious. I would do it if OnlyFans wasn't owned by, the Jewish mafia, and the money wasn't going to go to Israel to help kill people. So I can't in good conscience do that. However, the idea is that's definitely sound theory. That would be funny. But you're hauling everything down. So anyway, my point is, and I anticipated this would happen, but just not that soon, not this quick. I didn't think they would react this violently, this quickly. So, and I explained a little bit on Tuesday, but you might as well just, you know, it's going to be an ongoing thing. And shit, do I not even have the picture anymore? I must have moved it somewhere. It's going to be something that is part of what I do, and has been part of what I've been doing for a while now. We've been at this for over a year. The club's been around for a year, a little over a year. And as I said, it's, you know, we're working on it. It just takes time. It takes a little while to build the foundations out, the infrastructure, and everything that you need for this, something of this kind of magnitude and the ambitions of it to succeed. You can't just throw up a Facebook page and, we're doing another heckin' convoy. You know, we've seen where that gets you. We all know what that does. Not much of anything. But where, I just tried, oh, there it is. Come on, picture. Get up there. Oh, man. There you go. So this just, I don't know who took this one. This is one of our guys, I think, from another angle. But we were shooting a video that you will see probably in another 10 to 14 days, I'll say, something like that. Which is intended as just kind of a, hey, here we are. Here's what we're doing. Here's what we're about. Come hang out if you're interested. That's it. So, you know, done probably, geez, I don't know how many, 6, 7, 8 of similar ones like this around the country over the past month or two. They're just noticing now. It's pretty funny, but it wasn't intended for public consumption. We weren't trying to get anybody's attention. There was no rally. There was no speak, bullhorn, nothing like that. The park was empty. There's no one there. It's an empty field in front of us. There's literally no one at all. Just, we had three cameras and a drone and other things. And they reacted as though the Das Reich division had entered the city limits and was actively rounding up homosexuals to be terminated in a work camp or something. They freaked out. Yeah, the liberal MP called it a hate rally. And it's, is it me shooting a video? What are the contents of the video? We already went over this. You can watch it last week if you want it, Tuesday, if you want. What was I wearing that day? I had my maroon suit. I like that one. I like that stream. That was a good one. I was in a good mood for that one. This one, not so much. My toe's broken, so I don't know. I might do some illegal stuff. It's hard. It's a lot. You got to juggle different hats, man, because I do this as my, it's entertainment. It's free entertainment. I intend it to be. As according to my Facebook post that I published earlier, I've always said this, and, you know, with some minor exceptions the last couple of years, year or so, the tour being one of them. Half of the tour was not free. And the movie itself we're gonna charge for, because, you know, not just myself, it costs other people some money and some time. A lot of people were threatened. A lot of people were abused, harassed, you know, this kind of thing. So I think they should get paid for their efforts and their, you know, the contributions that they make. So, I mean, it's not going to be $100 or anything, but it's like $15 or something, right? It's no cheaper than you'd, you know, go to see anything else. So that, and even the tours that we did, was it 17 stops? I think 9 of them were just, meet and greet barbecues. Just show up, come hang out and say hi. And, you know, we were there for all afternoon, 5, 6, 7 hours in some places. But yeah, everything I've done has been free since the beginning. So I was never doing this to try and make, my goal was never to make a career out of this and make any kind of living or anything. That was never what this was. It was just something I was passionate about. First of all, it was the war stuff, because I just exited the military. And I had a lot of things on my mind that I think people might want to hear. I felt like saying it. And I thought, you know what? 14 and a half years in the military. And not just the pain and the suffering that I endured in that time, but that I witnessed and shouldered with a lot of other guys and watched them suffer quietly. Like people, there's aspects to this that I think people should know, and things that deserve to be said, and the truth should be pursued. That wasn't allowed. Unfortunately, that wasn't allowed. Not even as a war veteran. You're not allowed to have an opinion. It's dangerous. You're a dangerous individual. You're a dangerous organization. Well, you know, Diagolon is not an organization. It is a, you know, I guess you could say fan club is the most accurate delivery to the average person for it to make sense. I'd say it's a little bit more than that. I don't think we're just, you know, it's not like it's just a TV show. There's a lot of real human connection that's been made, through this, probably because of the intensity and the depth of the subject matter that has hit very close to a lot of people's lives, whether it's it is that war stuff, or it is the suicide stuff, or it was the years of gaslighting and torture that people had been put through at the hands of the state and the media, and unfortunately, people like Rachel and her employers. There's, you know, been real bonds, I think, forged through the community, through just the shared struggle. And that's because that's how it works. That's what happens, you know, when you're in the army and they train the guys. If it was sufficient, if it was good enough to just sit around and drink beers together and throw darts and say, oh, there, now we're all bros, let's go to war. If that was enough, we would do that. But it isn't. To really bind and bond people together so that they actually give a damn about each other, they have to do difficult things together. They have to do difficult challenges together. And that's what binds people together. And we've been through a lot in the last 5 years, certainly. So it's a little more than a fan club. So if you ever hear me referring to it in that way, I don't mean it to be insulting or as a reductionist view. It's just, you know, when people are asking, like the American border agents, you know, Plaid Army, what's that? Like, it's not it was a tongue-in-cheek. Derek and I both had plaid shirts on one day, and a guy made a joke. What is this, a Plaid Army? Yeah, it was. It's the same thing. It was like, that is also Daglon. That's the same. It's the same thing. So they're really on top of things in the intelligence world. Fuck. You know, so when they're try to differentiate this between a terrorist militia, an MS-13 and Al-Qaeda, which is what they treat us and me like, it's just the fastest way to do that. But again, I've always wanted it to be free, because I think if you're actually trying to tell the truth about something that is important to you and you want to get it out there, so whoever may benefit from hearing it, it's not going to be everybody. If it's just, you know, if 10,000 people hear what you've said and 5 of them, their lives are better because of that. or they're more informed because of that, or they're more aware or alert to something because of that. And the other 9,995 don't give a shit and aren't paying attention and go, fuck you, I don't care. Well, who cares? No, you know, no difference, no change there. But you don't reach those five people if, you know, it's paywall behind $20 a month subscription to a website or something, right? So, like I said Tuesday, you can go, you can pursue money, coins, shekels, things, and jewels, and, you know, be like a dragon and sit on a big pile of stuff. Or you can, I mean, there's lots of different paths and things you can pursue in your life. But these two things, the acquisition and the compounding pursuit of things and stuff, is directly opposed to what's true and what is right. Inevitably, these two things will come to a head, and you'll have to compromise one for the other. If you're doing really well, making a lot of money, you have a, you know, good public platform influence or something, and then you decide, actually, I'm going to tell the truth about something that maybe I'm not supposed to. Well, maybe you find yourself, you're going to get Candace Owens or somebody like that, who's now you're going to be out of a job, or now you're going to be targeted or whatever, right? So you have to choose. Are you going to sacrifice what's true and what's right or what you believe to pursue money? Or are you going to sacrifice the money, the stuff, and the things to pursue what's true? Sooner or later, you're going to have to make that choice. So I just did it in the first day. I said, well, I'm going to say what I think is true and what I think is right, and I really don't care what happens. I really don't care. I naively thought, hey, I'm in Canada. You're allowed to say what you believe here. We have a right to freedom of expression in Canada. In the United States, they have freedom of speech. Actually, in Canada, is supposed to be even more comprehensive. America just has freedom of speech. Canada had freedom of expression, allegedly. It's not respected at all. It's just something on a piece of paper that sounds nice. Politicians say it, so it sounds nice. It's not real. It's not true. No one defends it. No one supports it. But freedom of expression, that could be music, that could be theater, that could be poems, that could be spoken word, written word, and maybe even protesting. I have the freedom to express myself. We live in this environment where all these left-wing maniac bloodthirsty people, by the way, the amount of death threats I've received personally in my organization and as our associates have received, families, children being doxxed and threatened, and yeah, that's them. All about the feelings and the tolerance and the love and all that stuff, right? They're bloodthirsty. You're not allowed to express yourself. You know, they say, be yourself, don't they? Are you gay? You shouldn't be ashamed of that. You should express that. You should celebrate it. You should have a parade. Are you proud of being black? You should be. You should have a day, a month, maybe even more. Proud to be Latin American? You should. You should have a day, a week, a month, a parade, a celebration of that. In fact, you can apply that to any culture and any people. Good. They should, and they should, and they should, and good for them, and they should. Are you a white person, though? Ooh, all of a sudden, no, we don't want that. We actually want you to behave there's a very narrow lane that we want you to go in. Everyone else can express themselves, whatever's in their heart, they're encouraged to let it out and say it so the rest of the world can understand them and see where they're coming from. And have an accurate, sincere, genuine interpretation and understanding of who this person or those people are, what they want, what they're after, what they're about, what they don't want, and so on. You can't do that if they have to curate and self-police what they think and what they say and how they express themselves. So Canada, being the good people we are, said, you know, people should be allowed to express themselves as a human right, because who is anyone to tell another human being, another person, that you're not allowed to think or say, which is just a more fancy way to say, you're not allowed to feel the way that you feel. The things that you believe and how you feel right now or yesterday or tomorrow is invalid because I don't like it. So change it. Don't express that. Don't say it. And if you won't, I'll just make it illegal and put you in jail. What kind of person does that? Well, left-wing Canada does, and some of right-wing Canada, but they're left-wing. They don't tell conservatives that they're mostly liberals. They don't like that. They really think that their kind of self-worth is that they're better than the libs, but they are mostly the liberals as well. They support a lot of the same things. I actually saw a lot of PPC candidates saying, or a lot, at least two or three, the ones that weren't Indian. Canada first. Well, India first, Canada if there is time. The PPC guy saying that where protecting your identity in public should be illegal. Well, that's rich coming from people that just watched what happened to the convoy, right? Tamara Litch and Chris Barber just got convicted for mischief. Maybe they should have had a mask on. Maybe they should have been anonymous. See what happens when you express yourself and the government doesn't like it? So yeah, okay, make it illegal. Make it illegal to try and protect your identity in public and have a right to privacy. That should be illegal, right, PPC? Yeah, it should. So then, let's say that gets implemented and another government regime someday down the road, maybe tomorrow, maybe 10 years from now, is going to want to do something that you find insane and reprehensible and horrible, and you want to protest or you want to fight that, or you'd better be careful because they'll just destroy your life. The MP or whatever political establishment figureheads that exist where you live, they may just chime into a newspaper to tell everyone how much of a vile piece of garbage you are and encourage and basically host the George Orwell 8 minutes or 4 minutes of hate, whatever it was, on their own personal public Facebook page for people to announce how much they want to kill you. That's Darren Fisher's Facebook page. He's disabled the comments now, I noticed. They're all hypocrites. And they're weak. They can't practice what they preach, because it takes strength to do that. It takes strength to be able to acknowledge and accept that other people have different opinions than you, maybe even wildly different, maybe offensively different. But that's why we have that on the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms, which no one pays attention to. You can't see it on the camera, but this mounted on the wall over there. And the Canadian Bill of Rights, also pointless. Always takes a second fiddle backseat to whatever the political regime of the day wants. And that changes all the time. Does this place look a lot different than it did 30 years ago? How about 10 years ago? And yet there are still people who are awake. Oh man, I'm not woke like those other people. Yeah, we just want to give the government more power over the individual private citizen, huh? Now, I'm not a libertarian or an anarchist, but we've gone way too far. Way too far. And it's not making anything better. No one's being kept safe. The opposite's actually happening. And I mean, you can't even express yourself. Like I said Tuesday, you can't be yourself. Well, you can, but you will be punished for it. But I'd rather that. I'd rather be me. And I am unafraid to say what I think and what I believe. And I'm not afraid to live my life the way that I want and talk to who I want to talk to and go where I want to go. I make those decisions and I'll keep doing it. I am not going to stop doing something or refuse to or back away from something that I want to do, that I believe in, that I think is right, because I'm afraid of what somebody will say or print in a newspaper or say to my employers or family or so on. That's blackmail. That's abuse, actually. Imagine you're in a relationship and that's what your partner, your wife, your husband, whoever, whatever you're doing, says to you. If you do X, I will do Y. So you better not. Be talking to those people. Don't be going there. Don't you shop at that store. Don't you? All these rules, right? Because they love you. They're trying to keep you safe. Everybody knows that. I'm just preaching to the choir, especially in this audience. A lot of people are doing that. It's which is another reason why this. A lot of people are talking, but not very many people are doing anything more than that. What that signals to me is that there are people, a lot of people actually, that want something to happen. That no one likes it. No one is enjoying any of this. None of these politicians are popular. Okay. How many people showed up to Jagmeet Singh's campaign launch the other day? Was it like 90? 80? Their own press releases and news like, oh, dozens! There were dozens! Dozens! Shouldn't there have been thousands? You're the leader of a major political party that holds, well, how many seats in the House of Commons right now? And nobody knows who you are. Nobody cares who you are. You couldn't get anybody to show up for free to a campaign rally. I had thousands of people pay money to see me. One of the bigger venues we had just outside of Hamilton, we had over capacity, over 500 people. I'm literally more popular than Jagmeet Singh is. Probably all but two or three of the politicians in the House of Commons, I would say. Imagine where we would be if that Twitter account wasn't censored in 2020 and that YouTube account wasn't banned 16, 17 times and everything else. That's why they have to do it. It's a tell. You're not discouraging. I hate that noise. Somebody remind me how to disable that. It's a tell. So you're not discouraging me. You might discourage some people, but not me. Because if it were me, and I had some kind of upstart populist critic from the ranks of the people, which is what I am, I have never taken a dollar from any company, any sponsor, nothing. I am entirely self-funded and operated and supported exclusively by the regular men and women of this country and several others around the world, United States, United Kingdom, Australia, some of them in Europe, actually. And thank you very much for that, guys. But when you have to go to these lengths to quiet down me, like I don't have billions of dollars. I'm not a celebrity. I don't have political connections. I don't have legal connections. I don't have, I got a goat figurine and I got those three useless trinkets on the wall. You guys call war medals. That's it. That's all I have. I don't even have my reputation. You took that away too. Go ahead and Google my name. See what comes up. Check. Yeah, the border agents were amused by my Wikipedia page. They said, hey, can't you get any of this changed? I said, well, the thing about Wikipedia editing is that it's very exclusive. There's only a certain group of people that's basically like, there's actually, you can even actually geographically tie it to a specific area where most of the editing accounts take place. And I remember when this happened, Wikipedia popped up, the threat of this, I was in high school, still, back then. Wikipedia is that old now, guys. And you weren't allowed to use that for anything. Teachers would throw you out of class, like, you're a fucking retard. Okay, that's just a website. Anybody can put shit on there. That's not peer review. It doesn't go through any stringent kind of, like, no, that's nonsense. You don't use Wikipedia. Now it's everybody's first stop for anything. And I just saw the convenience of it. First, there was Google. Google has now been replaced by ChatGPT, Grok, AI, all that shit. When Google came out, people were like, oh, just Google it. It's become a household thing to say. Google that. They don't mean literally use Google. They mean search the internet for it. But that's how embedded and entrenched Google became. You could just type a question, boom, there's an answer. Is it the right one? Nobody cared. They just wanted an answer. As long as it sounded good enough. Who owns Google? Where'd that come from? Do you even know? Do you care? Should you care? Yeah, you should. Because they can manipulate and decide what the 10, top 20, top 100, top 1,000 search results are going to be. You might have the absolute truth on the subject, but it's not even going to appear on their search engine. People just trusted it implicitly. Now, ChatGPT, Grok, AI, all that stuff. People just go right to the AI for an answer. Boom, they take it. They don't even think about it. They just take it, copy, paste, and gone. Who designed those AIs? You think it's an infallible? Oh, it's just a robot. It's just really. Well, it's coded and programmed to behave certain ways, isn't it? It's made by people. It didn't exist on the Earth when we got here. You know, there's just a sentient AI roaming around that just loves to help people with questions and answers. So it's a lot of the same thing. So Wikipedia popped up and it just became, I saw how convenient it was and how quick it was, how easy it was. And people are just going to eventually, and they did. Yeah, it's just too convenient. It's too easy. They always choose comfort and convenience, path of least resistance, because that's the kind of people we have. And we've stopped teaching them and stopped training them as children, as young adults to listen, expect it to be hard. Life is hard. That's the point. If it's easy and chocolate cakes and high fives all the time, then you never needed to learn anything. How do you learn things? You know, they say, are you winning or are you learning? I heard that one recently. I'm like, that's good. I like that. Because if you're doing life right, that's what you're doing. You're winning or you're learning. And you learn by making mistakes and getting things wrong. And the bigger the mistake, the more wrong it is, the worse it's going to suck. So if you don't have any uncomfortable, any difficulty, any challenges, anything, what kind of life did you have? You just showed up and everything was done already? You just sat around enjoying things and like... gay. Lame. Boring. Kind of like the stream. I'm not doing it for you. I'm here for me. For some reason. I was getting somewhere with some of the stuff, but who knows anymore? It's late. It's past 11. Friday. You guys are all drunk anyway. Getting into the liquor tickets. Smoking a doobie. You know, whatever it is you're doing. Anyway, they are scrubbing all my shit off the internet, so I'm just saying, expect that to happen. And it's weird. There's still people to this day, I don't know where your stuff is. Like, the website has been there for years. It's been on the screen a million times, and, you know, they still don't know. But if you do go to jeremymckenzie.ca or ragingdissident.com, you can see all of my social media links, whatever I'm still allowed to use, can use. It's on there, or it will be on there, or what have you. I'm going to update that website real soon once I get all the other things done, but that's, you know, kind of at the bottom of the list priority wise, but it's in desperate need of an actual website. It's just kind of, I wasn't really trying for the first 4 or 5 years. I was just screwing around having fun, and they decided to get personal and they decided to try to kill me. I've had 2 attempts on my life already, both of them in jail as a result of these things that are being said about me, that are being propagated by evil people who intend for exactly for that to happen. I expect there will be more. Hopefully I've got great luck, like some other guys who just keep escaping one attempt after another, but you never know. Not on the mind of Darren Fisher or anyone else in the Liberal Party or any of the parties really, or the media or anywhere. You're allowed to, because it's me. Because I'm a white guy with opinions, and they're bad. Boo. They're the bad guys in the movies. Boo, right? Dangerous individual. Dangerous. Why am I dangerous? Dangerous to who? Who have I hospitalized? Am I David Zegarak? I'd run over a bunch of people? Am I one of your transsexual heroes that keeps getting caught with child porn, molesting kids? Is that me? Am I derailing trains? Because I'm an eco-terrorist? Am I destroying public property in Montreal? Am I a rioting Antifa spurg? For all of this incessant insistence on violence, I mean, there is violence everywhere being totally ignored because it's being perpetrated by you and your people. For all this insistence of it, I've yet to see any examples of it anywhere. Did you forget, guys? You charged me 23 times. 23 times. 23 different allegations of crime And you succeeded in proving none of them because none of them were ever true. You didn't even get to trial. You didn't even get that far. Not even close. They all fell apart immediately like wet toilet paper in the sun under scrutiny. Just bleh, look at that. Just a handful of shit. Yeah. So you're just going to rely on lying. Why do you think that you're, do you even think that you're going to win, or do you believe that anymore? Or do you just, are you just flailing? Because we're all getting better and stronger and more powerful and more resourceful and more connected and more every day, every week, every month, every year, consistently. The trend's very clear. And your side is going in the other direction. Sicker, fatter, weaker, dumber, quicker to anger, more of a mess, more disjointed, more discombobulated, and more at each other's necks than ever. Now you have to lie to just get by and hope that no one's going to notice. The people that matter will notice because they're smart. It's the smart people that matter. The smart, honest people, the people that work hard. They're not on your team. And if any of them are, they're not staying there. No one wants to be around and be part of a self-destructive, toxic apparatus that needs to lie on the daily just to make it to Friday. Just to get to Friday. Just lie. Just make a bunch of shit up and just lie. And we'll just hide. It might have worked. Well, I mean, it didn't really work for Trudeau, didn't it? Did it? It kind of fell apart. That brand's kind of ruined. You've created enemies for life. This country is permanently divided against itself now until this is concluded, which could take 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, we don't know. But it's begun now, and there's no way to come back from that. You've made sure of that. You know, and it's like we deliberately, like I designed all of this, the branding, all of this. There is nothing about this image that you could convincingly or rationally say is about anything. Nothing. But these people have immediately reacted in a way that you would if you saw your enemy. Because that's what we are. Just because we exist, we are their enemy. That's the mindset that they have adopted. They are the children of hatred. That's who they are. That's the engine that fuels them.
No, that's not true.
It's not true? Okay. What have you built? Because creation is the positive life force, isn't it? Birth, renewal, growth, these things. What have you built? What have you created? What have you repaired? What have you done? I see a lot of statues torn down. I see a lot of cancel this and cancel that and fight this and stop that. Bash this. Shoot that. Hang this. Mm-hmm. Throwing bricks through the windshield of a pregnant woman's car because she's driving a Tesla. That's what you guys are doing. You can only destroy things. Right? That's the negative. Like you are totally encaptured by the spirit of evil. It just destroys things. You can't build or create anything. That's the only way, unfortunately for you, that anyone can win. You don't win by who destroys the most. The side that wins is who builds and creates the most popular alternative. Who's providing value and assistance and help You can try it, tear down, cancel, and burn as much as you want. You're not making friends. And I guess this is the best you can do. The best you can do is cancel some internet pages. You think that matters? Do you really think that that's going to do anything? You ever see those horror movies? Like Freddy Krueger or I don't know what they're called. I was never really into them. The guy with the mask and the machete, Jason, you know? You know, these movies were some kind of villain monster entity, maybe. I don't know. It's chasing some teenage girl through the house. I mean, that's you, obviously. Listen, goblin people, if anybody is the helpless, effeminate, hysterical teenage, you know, 8-19-year-old woman running for her life, helplessly throwing a clothes rack in front of Freddy Krueger or the Terminator or something, and like, closes the bathroom door, that'll stab him. That's you. You're not. No one's conjuring up images of Dolph Lundgren when they think of, you know, whatever it is you guys are doing.
Me.
Yeah.
We're going to bash the fish.
You can't even bash your dick. Or did you cut it off already? No, you're just flailing. Flailing, hiding, screeching, demanding. Whee! That's really all you can do. And it's been at least 6 years. Maybe seven. I don't really know. I wasn't really keeping track, like I said. It's all free. It's because I care. It's because you killed my fucking friends! That's what happened. You freak show cultists with your magic book. You got my friends killed and you nearly got me killed. I don't like that. Then you lied about it. I didn't like that. And you enlisted your supporters and sycophants to attack anybody telling the truth about that. I didn't like that either. So I thought, I'll just put it out there. I'm not trying to make money. I don't care about that. I want you to have to face what you've done. And it's working because you've banned how many things? 17 YouTube channels, right? Like 7 Twitter accounts, Instagram a couple times, Facebook a couple times, DLive, that was a weird one, Twitch a couple times. I mean, even the bank. I mean, who gets canceled from banks? Did you not like that I was, you know, paying for my lawyers, my very good lawyers that you're obviously very afraid of, which is very amusing? I'm glad you've learned a little bit of respect there. I didn't even bother listening to it, but some of the guys said, yeah, this last CBC piece by the goblin people is pretty much a nothing burger. There's not really anything that can... Yeah, they're afraid of the lawyers because they know what'll happen. Not so big now, are you? I thought I was supposed to be destroyed because that's what you said. You and all your friends and your little sycophants and your little boot-looking... I remember... Yeah. We're going to get you. I don't feel very gotten. You didn't get anything. You didn't even really slow me down. Just maybe you bought yourself some time, but that was actually to your disadvantage because actually you've created a pace and timing of all of this that such that I was able to get very comfortable with it. I was able to learn a lot of things. And get comfortable with a lot of different things. That had I just been thrown at all at once, I don't know. Fortunately, you've tried to keep the training wheels on me as long as possible. It's actually afforded me a lot of time to think and test things out, and it's actually been very beneficial. So you probably screwed yourself there in the long term. Certainly hasn't hurt my credibility at all. Is that what it's supposed to do? Because people will believe it when your people that you astroturf and pay, I'm sure they did it in the States. Where do you think Tim Pool and Shapiro and all these guys are getting their money from? Now that the USAID is dried up, they're all, oh, shit, we're bankrupt. Oh, really? What happened? You were never popular. No, you were never good. No one ever liked you. You were just what was on TV. You remember that? Remember the old TV days? What's on TV? What are you watching? Just what's on, because it's what's on. That's Tim Pool. That's Ben Shapiro. That's all that. They just pump money into it and put it on TV for you to watch. No one actually really likes it that much. I'm doing better than some of these people. I don't even charge anything. I don't. It's free. And I'm still doing better than you. Reminds me of something with the Trump thing and the tariffs and the nonsense, and all his people are going to turn on him before too much longer. I mean, their whole philosophy, and like the conservatives, like most contemporary right-wing politicians, they're really banking on money to save them. They think that money, we got people money. Well, that's nice. Well, first of all, you have to actually get them the money, which I don't think you're going to be able to do. And second of all, even if you did, you're going to die for money? Because, I mean, you're talking about building, rebuilding, saving entire countries, right? The engine that drives that is not going to be money. People aren't going to risk their safety, their health, their sanity for money. They won't. They have to believe in something bigger, a bigger ideal, a bigger cause, something beyond us. It has to be because it's the right thing to do. And they'll do it if it costs them money. Now that, if you'd been able to build anything on that, that's hard to stop. That's hard to shut down. That's hard to censor. That's hard to suppress, because that's real. That goes into the heart and soul of human beings. That's not a physical thing that I can just take away and disintegrate. Like a YouTube page or a Twitter account. So you go ahead. You have fun. You have fun with your canceling and your little hate brigades and your death threats and you do all that. You stick to all your worldly acquisitions, and you rely on your money to take you over the finish line. Because if you think it's hard, and I know they do. I know you guys do. I'm simultaneously speaking to my audience and my enemies at the same time. If anybody's having a hard time keeping track, I am. Sometimes in my head, it's like somewhere over here, I just kind of switch. I should designate the camera angles. Friend and foe. No, you can do it all. You can do all that shit, but it's not. These are just delaying operations. These are just obstacles you're creating. You're not creating a mechanism that's going to overcome anything. You're not creating an alternative. You're not giving people answers or solutions or value that is making their lives better and easier, more rewarding, more fulfilling. You're doing the opposite. You're selling them shit. You're selling them lies, drugs, and pills. And fake, empty, nothing. You know why some of these people are doing this virtue signaling shit? Because they want to do something. They want to feel fulfilled in doing something, but there isn't anything. So they just provide them, it just provides them something. Here, go slava this thing, or I don't know, George Floyd or something. Here, go. And they bounce from one thing to the next thing to the next thing to the next thing, like drug addicts, because they need that fresh hit of virtue. They need to feel like good people. They need it. What is it this week? I'm not even paying attention. I briefly looked at Twitter. I'm trying to stay away from as much as possible because of this election. There's no one more insufferable than Canadians who think they understand politics during election time. It's just leave. Just leave the room. You'll go crazy. But they're all up in arms now because Paulie M said something about, look, the biological clock for people is ticking. They need homes if they want to have families and blah, blah, blah. Which is true. Yes, obviously. This is not controversial. This is basic. And they're all freaking out. They're like, oh, he's a... Inferring that he's a rapist of some kind now. Like, and this is all coming from like troglodyte hoe bags that no one would ever impregnate on purpose. For, let's be real. That's just not... You're okay, Liz. No one wants to have children with you. And if they did, they would abort them. But it's okay. You believe in it. It's a Jewish value, right? It's okay. You're not building anything. One team is building a boat. And you're throwing eggs at it. All you can really do is annoy the people building it. Because what is an egg anyway? It's not going to, nobody's going to get hurt by that. You're going to make a mess. Spray off with a hose. Big deal. This boat's still getting built. I'll get more eggs. Again, instead of building your own, instead of even engaging me like a human being and saying, no, you're wrong, actually, and here's why. No one has ever done that. Because you can't do that. Can you? You have to hide. You have to ban, censor, and suppress. And we'll just corner CBC all for ourselves. We'll put our people on there and we'll say the stuff and then everybody will believe us and that'll be that because he's not around to defend himself. Yeah, the end. That's a tell. You think people don't notice this shit? You think people aren't on to you by now? And you guys are still clinging to these dead weapons that don't have any effect anymore. You're throwing rubber, plastic, Fisher-Price spears at me and watching them bounce off my chest. And you're just going to keep doing it. And that's all you can do. You can't do anything else. Because if you could beat me in public decisively, you would do it. And then it would be over. And it wouldn't cost anything. And you wouldn't have to spend this much money and time on your little lobby groups, on your little troll farms, on any of it, on your fucking informants and your programs and 50% of your domestic spying budget. Are you kidding me? All you would have had to do is just prove to everyone why I'm wrong about everything that I'm saying in public and it would be all over. But in 7 years, it's never happened. Why is that? Because I'm telling the truth and you know it is. And you know that if everyone got a chance to listen to your version of events and my version of events, everyone would be leaving the theater with me and you would be fucked. You know that's true. So you have to do this. We have to censor and ban and hide and suppress and do all of that. Don't you want to win? Because if you're right, and I'm just a liar. I'm just spewing hate, as you say. You know how many hours there are of me talking on the internet? This is, what is this, guys? 528? Something like that? These are typically 3 hours long, at least. 528 of that. Plus, probably 200 or 300 more on other people's programs and other places. And what do you have? Some clips and some sound bites and some what? You've failed in 7 years. You have not been successful in any of your attempts to destroy my character and my will. Nothing. You've failed utterly. How much money have you spent? I've been making money. I'm doing better. You're doing worse. Losing court cases? Proven liars. They're like, oh, I trust the researchers at the anti-hate network. Yeah, they've been nailed in court numerous times. They're liars. They're proven liars. They're debunked. They're discredited. It's a discredited tabloid. They're no good to anyone. Let's go to court. I'm 23-0 in there. You think I'm scared of you in there? You can't win that way. So that failed. And now it's what? Let's just kill him. Let's just kill him. Well, see, again, that's something else I've got experience with, is two. I actually started there. So I guess we're just back full circle now. So you see, I've kind of been able to round out this skill set and anywhere you want to fuck with me. And you can't win in any of them. That's got to be a scary place to be, huh? Let's just encourage mob justice. Let's just dox him and his family, and we'll print insanely inflammatory things that have no basis in reality at all and are not backed up by any shred of evidence whatsoever. What did I even say? Do you even know? You don't, because the video's not even out yet. Doesn't matter. Let's just do it anyway. Let's kill him. You tried that in jail. You want other people to do your little dirty work for you. Send better men. It's a bunch of tweaked out natives in a jail. You think that's going to do shit? I threw that fucking kid over a table face first. Try again. What do you got? You going to send some obese mental retard to my town again? Do that. Send him right in. Send him right into it. Because I've documented it all. I've documented every fucking little bit of it. Do you have any idea what will happen if somebody wants to take this to the next level? It's all documented. Not just with me and my lawyers. Law enforcement has it too. They're not going to do anything. They don't want to do anything. They would prefer it if I did get killed. But they have to take all these reports, don't they? That's going to be a fun thing to dig up in the aftermath, wouldn't it? A lot of questions to answer there, huh? What are you going to say? I started it? I've made sure. That it is unequivocally and unassailably true that I've done everything in my power within reason that could be expected of anyone to resolve, de-escalate, and deal with this kind of situation as humanly possible. As humanly possible. So, if you want to take this somewhere else, then I guess, you know, we can abandon the traditional channels and try to solve things in a more unconventional way. Because, I mean, when you get to a point where there's really, you don't really have any other choice. But most importantly, it's backed up by years of evidence showing, detailing, look, we tried everything. Everything. And nobody wanted to listen. Nobody wanted to help. Nobody wanted to hear it. So I'm clean. I'm absolved. I'll do whatever I got to do. Whatever. Get creative. Oh, you're going to sue me? Oh, no, I'm not going to. No. Nobody's getting sued. No. You know what's worse? I'm a big fan of, like, psychological warfare. I really enjoy it. I really, you know, I almost took a career path in that, but again, I was too insecure. I needed to kick down doors and do cool guy stuff and blow things up. But I should have. I probably should have pursued that a little more. You know what would be really awful? Would be like, just negative situations. Maybe extremely negative situations would arise and you couldn't help but feel like maybe this isn't an accident, or maybe this, is it possible this could have been put upon me, but there's no real way you can prove that, and you just kind of have to have that in your pit of your stomach and then be worried all the time. Like, now initially that's not that bad, but like let's drag it out over 10 years. Over a whole different bunch of circles and people, and just kind of, because we've seen how you guys do with paranoia already. It's not good. You guys turn on each other real fast, real easy, just at a sniff, a whisper, a mention. Keep pushing those buttons.
A dangerous individual.
You know what the irony is? I could make the video. You know I could. You know, the video. Where, you know, the things get said. Very, very definitive, confrontational type things that cannot be walked back. And as a result of it, a lot of people may decide to behave in a manner in which you would not like. I could do that right now in this sentence. I am daily like having a tight grip on a leash of a very powerful dog. You know, very strong, very powerful. I'm stronger, but just barely. Just enough. Aware of this. Because in this country, there are so many people that people like you are enemies. Have harmed deeply, grievously. In fact, one of our friends, our associates, someone that's been in our orbit, our community for a long time, just lost one of their family members the other night, hit and run by an Indian who tried to cover up the crime, got caught, killed his aunt. Found by her husband, who was just a few hundred meters away from the crash scene. He checked his phone. I don't know what's taking my wife so long. Phone and says she's just a few hundred meters up the road. So he decides, I'm going to go see what's going on. And there she is, dead. Why? Well, we had to be diverse. Where do you think that goes? You can just click the X button and block these people, but they're out there. The Dan Hartmans are out there. All the people that you've destroyed in this never-ending quest for safety and utopia, whatever it is, you've destroyed and harmed and irreparably damaged a lot of people. And I don't know if the convoy was a bit of a hint, but the levels of discontent, if you want to call it that, in this country are so high. That I'm supremely confident I could make the video and say the things. And your literal fucking nightmare would come true within the hour. But I don't. Because nobody wants that. Nobody wants to go there. Nobody wants to have that. That is a nightmare. That's a mess. It's ugly. It's dirty. It's nasty. It's unstable, uncertain, it's a total to be at peace with your own soul, I think, at least for us anyway, we have to exhaust every option. We have to have tried everything. Maybe in a few years we launch a political party. What do you think of that? You going to make that illegal? Probably, right? But that's the whole point. So everyone else sees it, and then we can check off that box and say, we did every single thing. What was the very top thing? Why don't you protest? Nope. Why don't you write a petition? Nope. Right? every avenue was pursued, every option was considered, every box was opened, every Chinese fortune cookie was broken open and eaten and read, everything. Every bubble was popped, every ticket was scratched. They just will not relent, and they will refuse to see and hear us and receive us as human beings with legitimate grievances. And now you want to just go all the way and let's just kill them, and let's just kill them then. It's just funny to me. It's like the thing they're most afraid of and the thing they're most screeching about all the time is actually the thing we want least of all to happen and are doing everything we can to avoid, and they are doing everything possible to accelerate us towards that end. Isn't that interesting? And unfortunately, I think it will happen, and I know they will start it. They will, and they are starting it. They're starting it in America. They're attacking people, blowing up cars and shooting at people and throwing, this was in Canada, I think, actually. Somebody threw a brick or a rock through some pregnant woman's windshield of her car. Could have killed her. Why? Because she's driving a Tesla, a Nazi car. You're an unhinged, bloodthirsty bunch of maniacs. This is what the anti-hate, anti-racism crowd has produced. That's what you did. We didn't do any of that to them. We just wanted people to listen to us. We just wanted to be included in the conversation so people could hear things that you're not telling them and come to their own conclusions. And instead of doing that, you censor, suppress, and suffocate, punish, and try to kill. You don't have any moral backing at all. And that's the problem. That's how you always get us to go fight your battles for you, isn't it? Virtue signaling and the guilt and the empathy and the, come on. It's the right thing to do. They hate us for our freedoms. 9/11. The terrorists. But this is the most important one of all, and you don't have any moral backing at all. All you have is lies and hypocrisy, and everyone can see it. Anyone with eyes and ears and a brain and a soul will see that and hear that and feel that. And that's the single most powerful, most important, and most required element of any kind of fight, is that the people that win have to believe that they had no choice and it was the right thing to do. And you're just paving that road down, aren't you? Why don't you censor the internet next? Yeah, do that. Why don't you create like travel bubbles? Like you're not allowed to leave your province without permission. You know, just make more friends. Convince more people that you're the fucking worst. Just keep stoking that fire. That's what you're doing. All you're doing is throwing logs in the fire. I like it. Keep going, because I'm holding a propane tank full of jet fuel. If it gets big enough, I can just, well. What do you think about that? You think it wouldn't get around? You think I know how to make a viral fucking video? I could do it basically whenever. Especially that one. Maybe a live stream. You never know. Get creative with it. Watch your step. I'm not the one going out of my way to hurt people and steal from people and take things from people and target their children. And that's you, big fella.
Living and dying, laughing and crying. What you have seen is you'll never be the same. Life is in the fast lane, just how it seems. Heart and theory is dirty and mean.
You guys could barely handle Pat King. You keep it up, I'm going to start. Listen, I'll shave this into some eccentric mustache. Woo! Woo! Because I'm like this ADHD autistic kind of guy. Like when I decide I'm going in, I fucking go all the way. Yeah, just keep killing people. It'll be fine. Nut boy, how are you? Nut boy. Says, now I'm rolling in late. Fuck's sakes, I'll pay for my indiscretion. Thank you. You are forgiven. You may sit. Appreciate it, man. Jan Honkak. He's making me feel dumb now. He says, I'm surprised you didn't pick up that my name is a reverse of the infamous Freemason and first signer of Declaration of Independence. I did not. I mock evil and put it in its place whenever I can, and some. Pride withers when it is put in the spotlight as pathetic and detestable. Right. What was I just saying? Yeah, that fits perfectly. Thank you very much. Our little corner of Diagolon. Love your impressions. Thank you, sir. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Which one's your favorite? I should make some new ones. I thought about working on I got to do a Joe Rogan. That'd be a good one to do. He's hard, though. I think I've talked about this recently. I want to come up with some new ones. No one does new ones anymore. Everyone's always doing the same old, because we don't have very many personalities anymore. Media, TV, movies. It's all just the same bland. Bleh. Bleh. Like when they, what was that kid's name? Zendaya, that, you know, black, I don't know what she is. She's not good looking. Put her in that Dune movie, and she was supposed to be, I read the books when I was a kid, right? But in the book, you know, let's just say she's described as she. That's not what I pictured, you know? I think she was a blonde girl with blue eyes, but I guess we'll do that instead. They're all just, bleh. How'd your Snow White movie do, by the way? How's that going? Horribly, right? Horribly. You know, you're just trying to force fake things down people's throats, and they'll tolerate a little fake, and they'll tolerate moderate amounts of fake even, but you're getting into extreme levels of offensive bullshit now where it's like eating junk food or something, where if it tastes good enough, people will eat it. But if it doesn't even taste very good and it's poison, nobody's going to eat that. And that's essentially your whole MO now, is to just eat my shit or I'll hurt you. I'll throw a brick through your window. I'll firebomb your car. It's great. It's going to, I don't know. What's the timeline on this? I don't know. A couple of decades, really. I think in the next 3 to 5 years, they're going to go for they're going to press the violence button. And they'll be the left wing unhinged mobs will be protected by the state. But that's why it's important for a lot of these different communities and groups to organize, especially their men, to be prepared for anything, for disasters, for long power outages, for shortages, for civil unrest, for no police anymore. Like all of these things that this unhinged mob of bloodthirsty freaks has brought upon us with their lunacy and their idiocy and their unwillingness to even be uncomfortable for a moment. That you don't know a fucking hard day in your life, you faggot, because I can say that word to you and you think that's worth an article. Mackenzie said faggot. He called me a faggot and I was very offended. You can't handle real life. You're not going to make it. You're fucked. You're totally fucked. And rather than admit that and sit down, no, I'm a special boy. We're just going to go all the way to the end. You're going to burn it all down to attempt to rule over the ashes, and you won't. It's just, you're going to end up on the bottom of somebody's shoe. It's probably somebody like me who won't think anything of stepping on your face because it's what you deserve. That's another thing. I think that the bad guys, right? I think that they think about us is that, and of course there are definitely some unhinged maniacs out there, you know, on any large group of people. You're always going to have a few that are like, whoa, you know. But that's not generally what's going on. we're very very sympathetic, empathetic people, and want what's right and true, and we want, you know, justice, and we want you know, what's best for everybody. That's what we're after. And I think that they think they can push us forever and all to any degree. And there will never be anything that they can do that we won't forgive them for and snap to the other kind, the other alter ego that we possess, when we know that our loved ones and the things that we love most are being threatened and attacked and, you know, by something that has no intent, by a predator. Like if you, if any of these people, they saw their child, someone, some man trying to abduct their child, like I said, before even thinking about it, they would already be sprinting over there, totally not in control of their body, just almost kind of in shock. It's what's happening themselves. And, their body would just commence, you know, deploying extreme physical violence on someone trying to abduct their child. That's what'll happen. And, you know, once we kind of collectively get to that state emotionally, spiritually, mentally, I don't see any other way around that. I think they'll just start killing people, and it's getting there. I don't even want to talk about this poor kid in the States, but I might. They just think if it doesn't go on the news, it goes nowhere, and everyone will forget about it and go away. No, it just goes underground. It doesn't spread as fast. It spreads deep. That's way worse. See, what the enemy can do is blanket top surface cover. All quick, like a crop dusting. There, everything's covered up, everything's fine. And what they do with the truth is they bury it way down deep so nobody sees it. But it grows down there. Grows roots. Deep ones that you can't just rip out. They're way in there. You dug those deep. You put those real deep, and they're just going to keep growing towards the top. And you can try to chop it off and mow the lawn and do it, but it's going to keep coming back and spreading out further and farther. You don't have an end game here. There's no way out of this for you people. There, it doesn't exist because you exist on greed and selfishness and short-sighted me, mine. I want what I want, and I want it right now. Give me the coins, the things, the stuff. You can't think ahead. You can't look down the road. You can't put off suffering today so you can benefit later. You couldn't. The idea of I'm going to suffer and live terribly for 5 years so that I can live great, or not even me. I'll go even a step further. I'll suffer my whole fucking life. I will live a difficult, painful, stressful, anxiety-ridden life all the way to the very end, my entire life, so my children only have to live a third of as much of it. That's what I'll do. That idea doesn't even exist to them in their heads. It's impossible. Who would do that? But what's in it for you? I mean, what are you getting out of it? Nothing. That's... We don't even, we're on totally different wavelengths. These people don't even understand human beings. I don't even know if they are human beings. It's hard to say. The things that they do, I don't know. I'm starting to wonder. I wish we had that Scientology e-meter that could test souls, but for real. And then we could find out who's a person and who's a dirty circ. Who's a dirty, dirty circ. Ugh. So it's just, you just got to hang on. You can't just do nothing. Sitting around and surviving isn't enough, but that's not what we're doing. That's not what a lot of people are doing. And it does definitely seem at times like it's going to go forever. It's going to be our whole life. It's just going to be like this forever. It might be, but there's really no other option. And eventually they will destroy themselves. And I think they'll do it by resorting to just mob violence before the end. And this will be the impetus for what's considered a righteous war. I mean, we're in it already. I consider it war already. You want to win with the least amount of effort, the least amount of damage. If you can win and get everything you want by pushing a button, you would just do that. But the harder, maybe you got to push two buttons, then it's 20. Then you need another keyboard. Then you need more guys, you need more people. It just keeps escalating, right? And they have no intention of stopping what they're doing. There's never going to be enough Indians. There's never going to be enough diversity. There's never going to be enough laws. There's never going to be enough safety. They will just keep taking and pushing and shoving and taking until there's nothing left to defend and thus nothing to lose anymore. There will be no reason not to fight you. And then when you go too far, which you can't stop yourself from doing, you do it all the time, the average temperature in society will be at the point where, again, you can just throw that tank on there and we'll just pop that bitch right over the finish line. And you're gonna, what are you gonna do? You guys even think about this? We don't have a military, hey? Like, we don't. We have, like, no cops. Like, there is nothing holding this place together. Nothing. And in total seriousness, if I had 5,000 men, like half a brigade, I could probably defeat the Canadian military. I think so. I don't even mean armored vehicles or aircraft. No, you don't even need that. Just 5,000 reasonably trained, fit, healthy, motivated guys. That's enough in the right hands to just murk this whole place. So, like, you can't even... Not that that's our intention. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it's the security situation in this country is so bad. I don't think anyone really truly understands how wide open we are. The Canadian government could not contain Prince Edward Island or Newfoundland should it lose control of that province. It does not have what is required to put the lid back on that jar. It doesn't have the manpower, the money, the troops, the mandate, nothing. It has nothing. If everybody there just decided, fuck the government, we're not doing it, we're not paying taxes anymore, we're throwing all the cops out of the province, we're just, fuck you, you're all done. Get the fuck out. Do something about it. There's 10,000 men in Newfoundland that are saying, come do something about it. There's nothing you could do. You would need the United States military, and they're a little busy. And they're probably going to have their own domestic security situation here, the way things are shaping up down there, so don't count on them to come save you. Britain, you've seen, they're going to go down before we do. Canada actually might be the last country to fully fall into total hell. At least Eastern Canada. God's country. They don't have it. They don't have the manpower. They don't have the money. They don't have the troops. They don't have the... I mean, the country this big... I'm not going to give any ideas away because I think they're writing them down because that's how behind they are. They can't even keep up with, I'm just some guy in a, this is what they can't keep up with. So could you fucking imagine if they had any actual adversaries to deal with? If the Canadian state and any of its fucking little pathetic anti-whatever henchmen actually had a real enemy to deal with, they couldn't, they would be absolutely gang fucked. It would be sad. It would come with like a parental warning. It would be like, this is not to be shown on television, or like, we can't in good conscience. It would have to only be exclusively on BitChute. It would be exclusive BitChute content. The Canadian state versus anyone, anything. It's, you know, age restricted because they declared war on my imagination and they lost. They couldn't beat that. The sitting Liberal government was brought down by a fucking meme country. It would be Live Leak. That's right. That's what destroyed them. That's what ended their credibility and began a downward death spiral from which they never recovered from. So, you guys, you can't even detect actual terror threats in your country. The Americans have to do it for you. The FBI and the NSA, every single substantial, significant, almost terrorist attack in Canada in the last 20, 25 years that I'm aware of, when it's not, you know, Indians running people off the road and killing them, which is every day, or stabbing them in the chest at grocery store, coffee shop lineups, or whatever it is, that's not what they're concerned about. It's, you know, couple of Muslim guys building pressure cooker bombs in their garage in Kingston, or it's a bunch of guys going to blow up trains or airplanes and this and that. It's always the Americans that have to thwart that for, oh, hey, guys, you want to do something about this? Oh, fucking, hey, thanks, Uncle Sam. Huh. I was busy putting stuff in my bum and researching hate tweets on the internet. Yeah, good. Good job. Great fucking job there, detective. They're so far behind. And if you guys had seen, and I know it's, you have to take my word for it, and I wouldn't either, to be fair. Like, you don't know me, I don't know you, I'm just some guy on the internet talking. Listen, I watched things like that for years before I ever started doing this. I remember what it's like. You can't, you know who the fuck any of these people are. Who knows what their story is, what's really going on, who the fuck knows. But I'm telling the truth, and I've seen the inside of it. I've seen their legal work, their police work, the spy agency's work, CSIS, like all, like what they're able to do and how good they are at it and everything. You don't have that much to be worried about. They are not very good at what they do, and they are not very motivated. They don't work that hard. They're not really willing to do a whole lot of anything. They're so fucking lazy, they'll just rely on tweets they find. Like, I mean that is a level of unprofessionalism that signals to me that that entire agency and organization is probably rotten. You should just probably burn it. You should probably just burn it. Get rid of it entirely. That you thought that you could, that was enough. That's your intelligence picture is a blog, an anonymous blog. You know? So they can't even do what they're intended to do. They can't even perform their actual duties anymore. The police can't actually be the police because they're afraid of the politicians. That's what's true. If I'm going to be honest and balanced about this, that is what's true. Do I think the majority or all the cops are just running around going, yeah, let's fuck these people over and do this? I don't honestly think that. I think, and I believe from what I've seen and my experiences, that they're all afraid. They're all afraid of the political establishment. They're afraid of stepping out of the ranks. They're afraid of their own bosses. They're all just living in fear. So you don't really got to worry about them too much. Is that a real frightening force to deal with? A bunch of people that are afraid to make a mistake all the time? You know, in fighting, you're supposed to stay loose and relaxed. You know, you're not supposed to holding your breath all the time because you're fucking, and that's what they're doing. So I'm disregard them. I'm not worried about the police, and nothing we're doing is illegal anyway. So you can send them around us all fucking day long. You got 5-6 of my phones? How many? You've cloned my 2 of my computers. Where's all the terrorism? It's been 6-7 years, guys. You know, what have you got? Nothing. You've got nothing. Well, that didn't work, right? And then again, well, we'll just do the character assassination. Well, that's not working either. You're just putting it real down deep in the dirt to grow unseen until one day, surprise, a thorn bush, a big one. It's wild. What a They're all living in fear. They're just doing what they're told. And the intelligence agencies, well, they're just dumb. I think they're ideologically captured. I think enemy influences. Well, first they capture the political establishment. And they just tell CSIS to go fuck off, which they've done. Even though multiple senior officials from that, and if you're listening from elsewhere, CSIS is the Canadian version of like the CIA, although it's not anywhere near that cool or effective or good. It's like are you, any of you guys British? It's like a retarded kid who eats crayons and like had to go to the hospital in math class because he drank all the glue. Version of MI5. It's like that. And lesbian, mostly fat, overweight lesbians that love Ally McBeal. I've actually seen some of the, from the FOIPOPs that we're still getting to this day. They're actually really, they don't like that they're being insulted so much. They take it, they get upset by it. There's like briefings on like, okay, no, just ignore it. Okay. Don't listen to him. Frequently is berating our members and commenting on their fitness level or status. The fact you had to put that you wrote it down means it landed in your mind that you thought this was a bit, this was important. I fucking got you. You're nothing. You're, come on. Right. So this is who's running CSIS. And this is because, again, I think the political establishment was captured by sellouts and cowards. easy to buy. And they just tell CSIS what they want to do, and they have to do it. And if they don't like it, they get fired, and they get removed, and they install a figurehead or somebody they want to do their bidding, like they did with the RCMP with big, fat, piggy Brenda Lucky. Big sandwich cheating Brenda. Big baby got back Brenda. Look at that big baby bitch belly. Holy Brenda, you can't even fit in your clothes. But she runs all of the police. She's the top cop, right? She didn't get there on merit. She didn't get there because she's an incredible... She's basically Batman. No. Someone put her there for political reasons because they needed to do a bunch of greasy stuff. And she's a yes man. And she will tell the people below them who are also yes men. And they'll just keep going down and down. Eventually you get down to Constable whoever and Sergeant Doolittle. And they're like, you know? Do it or what? Or you lose your job and you're fired. So they go, fuck. Fine, and they're at my door being like, I heard there was a tweet. I'm investigating a tweet, you know? So I'm just saying, you know, it's sad. It's sad that you guys are so, that you're so, like, you're cowardly and afraid to embrace your true purpose and fulfill your obligations to the Canadian people and fight wrong where it is, not where you want it to be. Which is what you're doing. Where you'd rather it be. It's like right there for the taking for any of these cops anywhere to just be like, I'm going for it. I'm going to be Batman. I'm going to be the Batman cop. Mutiny, you know, time came and went and everybody just did nothing. Right. You all got pay raises. So that's a shame. I'm going to live in fear. At least the army said no. For now, we got Jenny there now. We got General Jenny. She would say, absolutely. She'd send all of the troops, the entire combat team, to Ottawa with tampons, and she would hide. She would hide. She would attempt to get on a Black Hawk helicopter and flee the AO and have to be restrained by American officers. Again, a second time. Jenny. That's our top general. So top cop is a fat, obese pumpkin lady. She's been replaced by some other yes man now. Top general is, you know, an old grandmother who bakes cookies and runs away from harassing fire that wasn't even really a problem and thinks pronouns are important and tampons in the men's rooms and stuff. What are you guys at? Why is everybody so paranoid and afraid all the time? Of what? Of them? Of this? What are they going to do? Fall down? Are their pants going to fall down as they shuffle across the street at you? Are they going to get angry because, you know, their lesbian partner's at home rewatching the entire fourth season of Ally McBeal and, you know, she has to be out here asking you about a compound that doesn't exist and, oh, you're going to get some stern looks and that's not going to be good. And where do you get the backbone, the fiber, the foundation to do that, you know. Fuck you, Karen. Fuck you, Karen. You know, it's that moral integrity I was talking about. When you know that you're right, when you know this is insane and this is wrong, and what you're doing is inhuman. Never mind un-Canadian, it's inhuman. I have no problem opposing you. I was introduced to extreme... high levels of violence, as high as they come. There are dragons swooping down from the sky, breathing fire on people who are exploding into little bits up along the walls and over the ground. And there's just like smoldering holes where people used to be. There's a jawbone half on fire, still some hair and shit attached to it. That's right after breakfast on Tuesday morning. After lunch, we're going to be doing some other crazy thing, right? And these people, they're the experts on violence. It's violence, violence! That's violence! You think feeling uncomfortable is some form of violence, and you're doing everything in your power to shove people towards actual violence. So, I wonder, is this part of the left-wing, you know, mind bug that is like, it's to kill yourself. Let me get theological here for a minute. I'm just thinking out loud. It's normally what this is. It's just a nervous breakdown filmed for legal, for posterity, I guess. But that's what they say, isn't it? That's the evil kind of corrupting, the bad energy, the bad guy, the devil, whatever. There's a million different names, but hey, every culture has this kind of idea of some malevolent darkness that can affect, attach, get in the spirit of people and manipulate them. Some of them consciously know what they're doing. Some of them maybe don't. They're just running away with it. But you see it in allegories and movies and stories, like the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. Like there's a pole, you can go in different directions. And the negative evil force is one of death and ruin and suffering and misery and destruction and sickness. On our side, we have, would you like a catalog? Plenty of people who have lost hundreds of pets. They were on their way to death. They were living under your system and they were about ready to die until they found us. And now they're healthier than they've ever been in their entire lives, to a level that their previous selves would have believed, because they were listening to you, that that was impossible. That this current version of their life is impossible. That it cannot happen. That's just, they're big and beautiful, and that's how they were born, fat and on pills and fucked up and miserable and depressed. Right? That's what you're selling. That's what you're building, right? You're destroying things. You're hurting people. You're making them sick and tearing them down. We're doing the opposite. People are having children over here, not aborting them. They're building communities, and they're building physical structures and farms and homesteads and relationships and lives. And you're getting fatter, sicker, crazier, more conditions, more disorders, more pills, more pronouns. You need 15 medical procedures and 17 diagnoses before you're 25 just so you could feel like your authentic self. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're a virtuous person because you've got pronouns and flags in your emails in support of whatever banker conquest happens to be going on in the world today. So you're pro-war on top of that. You're pro-war. The worst thing that people can do. The very worst thing that can happen. You've picked a side. The correct side is to not play. When someone says, no, you got to choose our side. No, you got to. You go, this doesn't concern me at all. Are you my family? Are you my family? Are either of you being it? No? Okay, well, what am I talking to you for then about this? Sorry that's happening to you. That's terrible, but don't look at me. I'm not going to contribute to this fratricide. I'm not going to watch people who don't know each other engage in the murder Olympics because that rich piece of garbage and that rich piece of garbage are fighting over something. You're an idiot. But that's what the left is doing. Their spirit is entirely one of destruction and entropy and degradation and death.
We need less people. Yeah, we need less people. We got to de-industrialize. We got to tear everything down, burn it all down, tear down the statues, tear down the street names, tear down the history, tear down the legacy, tear down the posters, tear down the flags, tear down the people themselves.
Tear it all down, blow it all up, burn it all away, because you're the good guys for some reason. That's the spirit of God himself, isn't it? That's what strikes me about it. When I see that, I'm just like, what a beautiful sight. Look at all these they, thems, and all their flashy colors and different banners and screeching and rees and anthems and slogans and chanting, just smashing storefront windows and hucking rocks and burning petrol fuel bombs through the windshields of their fellow citizens' cars because they're driving a Tesla, who they told them to buy just a couple of years ago because we had to save the environment. But now they're Nazis, so they're on fire. It makes perfect sense because you're totally in keeping with the spirit of the creator and of life and of good and righteousness, are obviously. No one could dispute that. It's clearly us who are totally enthralled with hate.
We're full of hate.
You're an idiot. This is why you won't let anyone talk, because I would fucking destroy you. Your own people would leave you for me in an instant. In an instant. Give me 10 minutes with them. I could win them over in 10 minutes. You could, whatever you've pumped into their heads their whole life, 10 minutes. I get their undivided attention, honestly, for 10 minutes, alone, one-on-one. safe space, right? I think a lot of the people on that side are there out of fear also. It's a recurring theme here, right? Why are the cops doing the bad things, the wrong things? Because they're afraid. Why are those people? Because they're afraid. Why are those? Because they're afraid. Everybody everywhere is afraid. If you're living in fear, if you have fear in your heart, where the point that you're evading it, hiding from it, going around it, like it's a lion that lives in your house. You're like, I'll just go around and try not to wake it up, make any sudden moves. Maybe don't go downstairs today. It seems like it's awake. You're not even in charge of your own life. That thing is. Instead, pushing, going up to and through your own fear is that's the way out. Everyone's looking for a way out of this mind prison, this feeling like garbage and pain. Oh, this is awful. I fucking hate it. Take more pills. Maybe if I drink that, maybe I'll watch this. Maybe I'll jerk off for the 17th time. Maybe I'll do that. You've tried everywhere. You've tried every different way, every door, every window, every exit, everything. I can't get out. You're calling people. That's that way. Oh, that's scary. Yeah, that's literally the way out. That dark hole that you don't know what's on the other side of it. It's literally the way out. That's the price of admission. You see what I mean? That's the fee. That's the gut check. That's what's there for you on the other side. It's a better version of you, but you don't have the guts. That's a shame. Instead, you should just hate more things. You should write more blogs about Trump. And you should, put up more signs. You should attack more your neighbors. You should go to bed angry some more. You should get up and immediately go on social media and just start tweeting awful shit at people and threatening people and creating sock accounts because your other accounts keep getting banned because you're threatening. You should do that. That will make you better. That'll make you feel better. Won't it? Maybe it does temporarily, but it's like all the other things that you use to feel better, like drugs, like booze, like distractions and indulging in things. It just temporarily, again, that's what the other side does. Just blanket on top real quick, real fast. There you go. Like fast food. Like McDonald's. Tastes good going down, and then you feel like shit for 4 days. And to stop feeling like shit, you just need more. Maybe you need more booze. Maybe you need more drugs. Maybe you need more video games. Maybe you need distractions. And I would take them. I would take them. I would take any of the... I mean... Don't get cute. I can tell if you're sincere. Some of these people have tried to fucking sneak in over the years, and it's like very few have had any real success. Almost none. I don't think any, actually. Even the ones that think they did. It's like, we were on to you from day one. I still have the old discussions of like, hey, what's going on with this fucking... Let's just play with them and see what happens. Let's see where this goes, you know? But... If somebody was sincere, you know, came over from Dalhousie University. We have a university here in Halifax. It's nice, old. It's been around for a while. It's got a decent reputation, or at least it used to. Come over and just says, you know what? I'm crazy today. Something came over me and I've lost my mind, and I'm willing to just take you at your word for it that you're not an evil, horrible person and you're not trying to kill me and want me dead and all of this kind of stuff. And I'm just going to choose to believe what you said, that you would try to help me, because as a human being, that's what anybody wants more than anything is another connection and understanding and to feel accepted and seen by their people around them. If you were sincere and you put your hand out for help, I would say yes, and I would take it and I would pull you the fuck out of there immediately, because I would have wanted someone to do that for me more than anything. From that wasteland of an existence. It's just miserable. It's just pain. It's just awful all the time. stress, anxiety. Do you people even laugh anymore? I'm laughing constantly. Like, you know, lots of people have lots of hard days over here too, but trust me, it's no comparison. And these fucking people, the bad guys, and not the, just the regular people who have been sold this horse shit and believed it and fell for it. And I mean the ones who know what they're doing. Typically they belong to a cult. There's baby penis licking involved. I'm not making that up. I wish I was. Trust me. I'm not saying it because I enjoy thinking about it. I'm saying it because it's awful and horrifying and grotesque and disgusting. And no one should be just skipping over that, because when you see that, you go, what in the holy hell is this? Correct. That is the correct response to something that crazy. The ones that really know what they're doing, you know, they're despicable. But the rest, the ones that know what they're doing, like, do you, I have been, it's going to be kind of a two-part message here. Some for these people and some for you guys in the audience who actually do appreciate me and what I've been doing. I was thinking about this the other night while I was not sleeping. Anybody that knows me at all, when do you sleep? Really weird times in not healthy amounts? And frequent, like, it's like the weather. It's like, oh, I guess now it's happening. Yeah. So I'm laying there thinking about this. And, you know, it's like from their point of view, from the enemy point of view, what was your goal? What did you think would happen? Because I remember initially, really early on when all this shit happened, and you started printing all this shit about me, and you know what my honest reaction was? I just need to talk to them. This is a misunderstanding. Same thing with the police too. As I thought, you know what? This is ridiculous. You know, I'll just. That's the kind of guy I am. I gave you the benefit of the doubt. Prove me wrong. So what did you think was going to happen? We're going to attack this guy, and without knowing anything about him, we don't know him. We've never talked to him. I don't really know this guy at all. I'm just going to say all this shit and try to bully him and intimidate him out of talking or doing anything. I mean, ostensibly, you should have known I'm a military veteran, and, you know, that's probably not going to work. Probably going to have the opposite effect, which it does. I live out of spite frequently. You know, I was, when I did the special forces selection, I don't remember, where was this? It was towards the end, but not the end. It was like, I think it might've been a couple of days left, but I was just fucking, I was mental. I was like, I'm done. I fucked this. I don't want to do this anymore. And, somebody made a comment. I'm one of the other guys. It pissed me off. And then out of spite, I was like, oh yeah. So I run on spite, so that wasn't a good idea. But my whole life, man, I've been bullied and othered and unpersoned and treated like shit because I didn't fit in or believe the right thing or think the right thing. I mean, even, you know, when I was a kid, I don't think I hit puberty till I was like 15 and a half years old. Yeah, that's not a good place to be in as a male, you know. Pretty easy target there for both men and women. It's good for you. When I was a younger kid, I had a real strong interest, like, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 before that. I had a real strong interest in the military and military history and warfare and all this kind of stuff. And I didn't think that was silly. I didn't think that was wrong or weird. This is important. This is a big deal, isn't it? Doesn't anyone else think? I mean, what are you guys into? Sports? I mean, okay. I got into it because everybody else did, and I wanted to have friends too. But isn't this way more important and interesting. Like, this is real. Like, I mean, entire cities get wiped out. Isn't that crazy? I was made to feel like a fucking weirdo in a, you know, because of that. Then 9/11 happened, and I was like, I'm 15, 16. And we had a day in school, like September 13th or something, you know? 14, it was like the Monday. It was like a couple days later. I don't think we had school the next day. And maybe the, something like that. So it was like a little break. And then there was this kind of, you know, as they should have, the teachers, you know, let's, you know, hey, talk to the kids. But like, so, you know, this is crazy time. Crazy things are going on. So let's talk about it, you know? And I innocently just, I'm not on conspiracy websites. I'm not plugging Alex Jones. I'm 15 years old. And I feel really upset. I'm angry for him. Because my oldest son isn't that much younger than that. And I can't fucking, if he came home telling me that story, oh, I'm getting in a fist fight with a teacher in a goddamn parking lot. You're going home with a broken nose for what you fucking did to me. I just asked questions. I was like, I don't understand how, like, I have questions. This doesn't make a lot of sense. Does no one else, you know? And they all fucking attacked me for that. Everybody. The kids just did it out of fear because the teacher went, oh, basically, how dare I? And then the kids joined it. They threatened. They sent me home from school for the day for being disrespectful. That's what you do in an institution of learning. You send a 15-year-old child, a boy, a kid. You're going to publicly humiliate him, chastise him, and throw him out like he's some kind of criminal. Because he asked questions. Is this not a school? And I had these questions my whole life. But, you know, I'm a young kid. I'm adventurous. And I really liked the military. And I just, you know, I couldn't say no. I still wanted to go. And I still wanted to be a part of it. And I still wanted to, I wanted to help. And I wanted, you know. I would have felt worse. I would have felt like, and I wasn't like praying that something would happen and I would get to go. It was more of like, I'll be in the army. And if nobody asked me to go, that's fine. I mean, I was there. They just didn't ask me. So I have an excuse. You know what I mean? But that's not what happened. And they said, all right, we need guys. Who's going? It's like, fuck, now I have to. But I couldn't, I would have felt shitty about myself had I not been made myself available to contribute to that, even though I was kind of aware this didn't seem to. So I'm in the army saying, what are we doing? I don't know. And I have a big mouth. I get critical of things. I get critical of incompetence and people that I don't think they know what they're doing or whatever. And especially if you're 18, you don't really know. But I was starting to develop my bullshit detector quick at that age. And I don't think guys in their 40s like being challenged by a 17-year-old who's like, that doesn't make any fucking sense when it doesn't. Shut up, Mackenzie. That's just how the way we do things. I'm like, well, that's retarded if we just did it that way. The army doesn't like that. And I didn't know you need to earn the right to talk. You don't, guys, you shouldn't be in the army, but if you are, don't fucking say anything until you're at least 23. Just shut the fuck up until you're at least 23, okay? All right. Anyway. So that environment was not super embracing of my kind of true personality and what I think and believe and so on. And I learned how to fit in. I learned how to get these. I was not good at that job for 3 years, at least. I was 120 some pounds. I was frail and tiny and soft. And the hardest day I ever had was waiting in line in the rain for 45 minutes to go see a fucking movie. That's my experience with physical hardship when I joined the goddamn infantry at wartime. So you can imagine my adaptation period was kind of quick and aggressive, and it was sink or swim, and it was not comfortable and enjoyable. And I really hated it, and I didn't like it. And I was treated badly and ridden pretty hard by some characters, and but that's what you're supposed to do, because there's no room for that kind of people in your organization. If that's what it is, you need to either get your shit together and perform or get the fuck out. And I don't blame them for it, but that's how it was. I did end up making a couple of friends with some other guys that had some questions themselves. They're just naturally inquisitive. They're those kinds of guys. Like, I don't know about this shit. One of my best friends, actually. Still to this day. Love that guy. He said, he's who I heard about David Icke from. You know, he's like, you ever see this shit? Got this huge David Icke book. He says there's reptilians running the world. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to fucking hear him out. because this shit isn't making any fucking sense at all. And maybe, but generally, I remember railing against the chain of command. They wanted to send us to Kuwait to sell armored personnel carriers to the Saudi Arabians, which is illegal. So they said, oh no, it's actually a training exercise. It was a weapons demonstration for the Saudi government so which they could buy our vehicles and then use them to kill all the fucking Yemeni rebels and everything. I was tracking that. I was following that. I said, I'm not fucking doing that. You guys get, they did it anyway. I watched them do it. Didn't make any friends there. Pissed some people off, actually. And I made a lot of enemies at that unit because I didn't like the things that were being done and operating and the fucking willingness to just ignore how fucked things were. And they're, you know, we're training for this and that. And I'm like, I'm sorry. Aren't we supposed to be stopping like genocides and shit? Yeah. Well, was it Senegal? Or was it Congo? This would have been like 2010, 11, 12. I don't know, guys. There's so many genocides these days. But anyway, there was 50,000 people, 80,000 people, 150. It was just a massacre all day long, around the clock. And I'm just watching the reports pile in. I'm like, are we doing it? Is anybody going to do anything about this? Then no, we didn't. I was still ignorant. I didn't know how the world worked. I believed the movies. I read the brochures and I liked them. And I wanted to believe in that. So bad that that's what we were, and that's who we were, and that's what we were doing, but it wasn't fucking true. So I made some friends, and I made some more enemies, and then I had to leave that unit, but didn't have to, but they said, hey, who wants to go to Petawawa? And I was like, I do right now. Give me the fuck out of this clown show outfit. But the damage was done, you know. And then I had an injury, spent some time online, finally had the courage and guts to ask some questions I'd didn't really want to know the answer to, but I had to have them because it was driving me fucking crazy. And couldn't stay in the army, had to leave that. So at that point, and my whole life, anything I've really felt passionate about or wanted to do, I just keep it to yourself. Just don't say anything. Just feel stupid. Just feel like you're dumb. You're the dumb person, actually. Everybody else agrees with the TV. What's wrong with you? Why are you so fucking weird? Maybe you need to be on pills. Do you need to be on pills? So what's the relevance of all this? The relevance is all that I got out and I had nothing else to do. And I said, you know what? Fuck it. Not for me, for them. I had to say it. Oh, it felt like I felt like such a coward. They're all dead and they can't speak for themselves. Like I said, they're not here anymore. They can't say it. I can, and I'm here, so I will. So I did. And as a result of that, two things happened. I became public enemy number one in this country, and I still am. CSIS has 50% of its resources dedicated to me and my friends because we're such a fucking problem for someone. That happened, and I was slandered and attacked and abused and fucking treated like I'd be. I have a YouTube channel with like 900 followers at the time, like nothing. One video goes out on social media. And oh, look at this. We already have an entire blog page. Pages, actually, of clips and sentences, and we're all going to arrange this in such a way to make you look like the worst fucking human being in the world. As if that's me. That fucking page of garbage that you constructed to represent me as a human being, that's what everyone is to refer to as my tongue is cut out, and you get to slander me all over the fucking country to my family and my friend, and they all have to see this and hear this, and I have to just sit there with my hands in the air like, what the fuck? And the other thing that happened is all of these people, and there's more of them now than there's ever been, stood up and said, thank you for saying what I've been thinking this whole time. So I'm supposed to what? When you do your little hit pieces and you do your little fucking, I was supposed to do what? I'm supposed to fall back in with the crowd of people who have done nothing but criticize me and treat me like shit and kick me around my entire life because I see things differently than they do. They'd rather abuse me so they can feel better about being stupid, dumb, and fat themselves than treat me like a like a human being. And that's, and you facilitated that. I'm supposed to fall back into to that with them and turn on these people. Why? Oh, because they're far right extremists?
Oh, they're terror.
Well, I don't see any terrorism. Is it extreme? Well, we're in an extreme situation. I don't see them that way. I see them, these are the only people that ever listened to me and embraced me as a human being and a person in my life. They're the only people that really see who I am. So in the end, I did take your advice. I did do what I was told and taught to do as a kid, even when it wasn't probably not going to end well. Oh, don't say that. Don't do that. Don't say what you really think. Don't show people who you really are. Don't express yourself for real. Well, I did. And all these people know me who I really am. And they like me. And I like them. I'm glad I don't have to continue living and feeling like I'm just this isolated, idiot, mentally ill head case that just... Oh, something wrong with him. No, you've just successfully made sure everyone lives in fear that they don't bother saying anything. So nobody ever finds each other. Everybody just self-polices and shuts the hell up, huh? Sorry, that's all over. That's all over now. Did I ruin your game? I'm sorry. I'm not going to turn on them. For you? You're awful. You're awful. You're pro-war. You hate me, my family. You hate my children. You hate everything I've ever loved. Everything I've ever thought was important or meaningful or worth fighting for and defending. You hate all of those things and demand that I abandon all of those things, abandon the things that I love because... somebody from another country said I should. Really? You want to write your anti-hate article? Write it about yourself. You want to write about the purveyors of hate? And the sowers of the hate seeds that grow the hate gardens that sprout into hate trees that drop all kinds of hate fruit all over the hate bigots everywhere. Why don't you write an article about yourself? Because if it wasn't for you and the people like you my whole life, none of this ever would have happened. If you just treated me like a person. If you just shown me the modicum of human respect that I was willing to give you. Had you done that, none of this ever would have happened. So if there's anybody to blame, I think you should look in the mirror and write that fucking story. I wanted to get that off for a little while. Zanel says I came barely do one efficiently. I'm legally retarded. I think he's talking about the task saturation thing. Jen Steen says Vimeo is a publishing service, probably also owned by Jews. Well, I would use Vimeo. I would entertain them. But I know for a fact they have stolen like at least $10,000 from Ryan Dawson. They wait till the end of the billing cycle, collect all your money, then confiscate it and say, proceeds of hate, canceled by... like, that's what they do, so I wouldn't risk that. But we're looking into some things. We just have to... Diago Eames says, sound solution sent via Telegram. Thanks, man. I'll check it out later. And he says, we have therefore become their enemies because we tell the truth. Exactly. I don't enjoy any of this. I'm not like, yeah, woohoo, I'm glad. Woo, great, finally, more war and genocide and horrible. Yay, I get to speak truth to power who will then turn around and punish me for doing so. That I lose more social media accounts and have people threatening me and my family and everything because I stood in an empty park with some guys once. Like, that's what actually happened there, Canada. There were some guys standing in an empty park filming themselves. So let's kill them. Let's kill them. Thanks for that propaganda win. That's deadly. I think we should publish those on the website. Maybe we'll put it on the website. So anybody coming to see what we're about can, at the same time, get a good look at what you're really all about. I don't know if I want to dirty up the website with that. But we'll hang on to it. I'm sure we'll make use of it at some point. That's the other thing about a lot of the people here. Like I said, it's not just a fan club. It's more than that. We're like, we've kind of relied and needed each other to survive the last few years. And we've, very, very much been bonded that way through that. So it's not like, some politician's fan club. Most people are not aware of how much of their own personal information they put on the internet. And then they go and they say crazy things. And then it becomes very easy to fuck with their life. So we're just going to keep funneling everything towards this kind of fucking conclusion. Are we, guys? And then you're going to accuse us of preparing for violence. Yeah, we're preparing to defend ourselves from you. That's my biggest genuine fear. It's not the Russians. It's not the Iranians. It's not any of that. I think the biggest security threat to myself and my associates and friends and family in this country are you people. If anyone is going to murder or kill or commit violence or terrorism, statistically and anecdotally, it's you. You're the most likely threat by far and away. You and the hordes of third world maniacs that you're bringing in here that you love so much. You love them more than our people. You love them more than your own children. You would rather our own children be murdered than be called racist. That's what kind of person you are. That's honestly a difficult question for them. I don't think a lot of them have children. I mean, they're mostly just childless freaks. That's why they have so much time to constantly go to protests and be on, terminally on the internet, virtue signal fighting strangers and so on. But hey, kids. If your parents are asked, would you rather your child die or be called racist? And they don't put their fist through the racist button as like lightning fast, like they're fucking Ryan Garcia. You need to get away from your parents. Because that means that their public image as perceived by outside people is comparatively important to you existing. There are at least something to, I got to think about this. That's fucking insane. That's insane. There's nothing I wouldn't endure and go through and for my own children. Nothing. I don't even have to question it. If the result of anything is you have dead children or do blank, I'm going to do blank. I don't care what it is. I don't even need to think about it. If it's, gun to your head, you have no choice. Yeah, and these people would. You've got this poor kid in the States stabbed in the heart and killed because a black kid just took his seat and said, excuse me, you're in my chair. So he murdered him. And the father's like, well, it's not our, don't be racist, everybody. I feel bad. He feels bad for the black family and the black kid because, the poor kid who murdered his son. That's suicidal altruism right there. They said how they've successfully manipulated and twisted the empathy level of the white people to destroy themselves. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That guy went on TV on five or six, not just one time. I thought it was one video. There's like six or seven. Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, almost like he likes all the attention. And he's going out there to virtue signal and talk about this. And the wife or the mom and the other son, they don't quite feel the same way. How could you ever look at your father like that ever again? in any kind of way that, with any respect. And say, oh, we can't have racism. We can't make it about that because they have to print. Well, if you'd done that with Lake and Riley, your son might still be alive. But you know what's going to happen now is someone else's kid will eventually get murdered. And it will keep happening. It will keep happening until people like you are shut the fuck up forever. Because you enable a world where children get murdered rather than be called names. The world I would rather live in is you can call me whatever the fuck you want, but all of my kids are making it to their high school graduation. Whatever it costs. That's the difference between you and me. I'm a man and you're not. You're a coward and I'm not. I will sacrifice and endure and put myself in harm's way to protect other people. You won't. You won't. You're not a man. You're not even worthy of your own children. I kind of hope you get depressed and kill yourself. That's probably what you deserve. And he's invoking the name of God. God will protect me and God will sort it out, my family and this and that. God blessed you with those two children, those twin boys, and you won't even stick up for them. You're more afraid of the mob disapproving of your attitude if you show even a little bit of anger or aggression or frustration because they'll say that you're racist. You'd rather that than honor the memory of your own son. You're spitting in God's face. That's what you think. Of what you were lucky enough to have. You know how many people don't have any, would do anything to have children and don't have none? And you're just, oh, well, God'll sort it out. It's not my problem. Kumbaya, everybody. I don't even want to play the videos. I'm so, it's just, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I can't imagine. Austin Metcalf was the kid's name. Was he 17, 18 years old? Good-looking kid, healthy kids, you know, twins. And the other kid is left now. He died in his arms. Right there, right in front of him. Kid was telling the story on the news, and, you know, what a warrior. Was able to get through this without having a meltdown. Just stops and goes, I don't want to talk about any more of it after that. I can't imagine losing a brother or a sister, but a twin? You grew up, there's no way to... And his own father would rather prostrate himself on the meat. You don't have to give 7 fucking news interviews, Dad. You don't have to give any. You don't owe anybody a statement. You owe your attention and your support to your fucking son that's still alive for now, unless maybe you'll get called racist if something happens to him. So maybe you'll let him die too. Will you let him die too if it means being called racist? Statistics say yes. So far, 100% of the time, yes. Yeah. You'd rather both your kids be dead than anyone think you might not be a virtue signaling boomer fuck. Get it off the screen, Philip. Imagine that was you that got murdered and that's what your dad's like. There will be more. Oh, you didn't hear about it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's not in the news. Not really. If it was the other way around, it would be. It'd be George Floyd season all over again. Burn down America. White supremacy. Nothing beats Cannon Hinnant, though. Remember that one? I think he was a little blonde boy. Was he a 3? This is hard to even remember. I've had 2 boys that age now.
Girl.
3 years old, 4 years old, something like that. Barely out of diapers. In other words, the most innocent human life form that can exist. Again, we're white people. We don't kill children. That's what evil people do. And we're not, so we don't do that. I don't care who's... There's nothing a 4-year-old can do that warrants murdering them. That's, It's not, if that's a bridge that you cross, then you're no longer the good guy. It's, oh, you're done. Like you've, there needs to be something. There needs to be principles. There needs to be things that you won't do, because then who are you? I will never condone killing civilians and children. People who are like, I'm just trying not to die. And you're like, ah, well, I'm Jewish. So you drop a fucking 500-pound bomb on a hospital. Like they did yesterday. Like they do every day. Oh, look, here comes weeping fathers and holding pieces of their dead children. Oh, yeah, yeah. Slava. But Canon Hinnant was like, what was it, 3-4 years old? H-I-N-N-A-N-T. Canon sounds like how it was spelled. What was this, 2020? Maybe? This is when I really first started to pick up on this, because it was pretty horrendous. Went to get his ball he was playing with outside, as little boys do. Basketball, soccer ball, can't remember. Little ball. Rolled into his neighbor's yard, black guy's yard, and he went to get the ball. And the black guy, being a sane, rational human being, was apparently offended by this. So he went over and shot Canon Hinnant in the face with a gun. Was that on the news? Where's your vigil? Where's your anti-hate article? Where's your expose? Where's your expert analysis? Where's your Netflix docudrama? This one's going around adolescence. Everybody's like, oh man, you got to see this. I'm not going anywhere near that because I know what that really is. Do you? Oh, is it a great show? Actually, the little psycho boy that's murdering his classmates and whatever in the show, he didn't exist. He's not real. Because let's say, oh, it's based on a true story. Yeah, sort of. He's a compendium of several people. All of them black and migrants and not, you know, British people murdering kids. That's what actually happened. And they thought, you know what we'll do? We'll distill this down, make it a little white boy who's just a psycho running around killing everybody. And we'll make that a teachable moment about, you know, white supremacy and racism. We'll make a docudrama about it. And Keir Starmer and the UK government will say, this should be mandatory viewing in school. And, you know, they're making money on it. It's Netflix. Awards and all, yeah, all the money, all the viewership, all the ad money. So you've victimized these kids twice. These kids are now you kind of killed them twice. Mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. Why didn't you make an accurate docudrama? Why don't you show everybody what they really looked like and how young they really weren't? Why don't you do that? Would it be problematic? Would it embolden white supremacists? That's the code language they say when it would prove that we're right, that this is happening, and this should not be happening. And to want it to stop happening, it being the murder of little kids, means you're a bad person. You're a bigot. You're a racist. You're a neo-Nazi. Well, let's just put this on the table for you. Are you ready with your screen caps? Are you ready with your recording equipment? If being opposed to children being slaughtered like pigs and dogs in the street makes you a neo-Nazi, it's not very fucking difficult to decide which team I would rather play for. You are caught up in this world of names and labels and image and what are people going to think of me? And I'm standing here knees deep in the blood of innocent people that you've helped kill. And you think you have a moral fucking toothpick to stand on is just, oh. Oh, man. Oh, mama. You know, I know you're going to cancel that. We're going to shut it down. We're going to cancel the internet. That's nice. You know, I can do this in public, too, right? I'm actually quite good at this in person. I did it all summer last year. We did really well. We can do more of that. So the more online no-no means more real life. Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's a lot more impactful in person. And we were like having fun. Most of the time, pretty much, we weren't like doing, hey, let's actually have a rally about what's going on around here. I haven't even tried to do that. I haven't even attempted to do that. And you're acting like you can barely withstand the withering assault of hate rallies. And, oh my God, it's so overpowering. I'm basically just breathing and eating a sandwich. I'm not even in the ring. I'm not even looking at it. I have headphones in. I'm asleep.
Somebody stop him!
Him? From what? As you tell, you're real afraid of me. If I were you, I would be too. I would be very concerned that someone much more powerful, capable, strong-willed, and resourceful than I may turn their attention in my direction and decide, I'm going to fucking destroy you. That would be scary if I were you. I wouldn't want that. Prey animals don't usually go around looking to pick fights, you know. Over the target, indeed. Yeah, well, they're jealous, too. None of these people can talk. They can rehearse scripted speeches. They can go over rehearsed talking points that are focus tested in focus groups and made sure, okay, say this word, but not that word, and make sure you know, do the hand gestures and make sure your hair is perfect and all that. It's a presentation. You do your little presentation, and you know what? You're not even very good at that. I mean, Mark Carney's the best one you have, and that's not a compliment. He's the best speaker you have, and that's not good. It's not good. Just admit it. I'm way better at this than you. I'm way more popular than you. People actually like me a lot. They don't like any of you people or your little fucking crony. They don't even know who you people are. They don't care. Is another nameless, faceless suit. I'm voting for the red sign. They don't even know. It's just habit. It's just routine. It's just boomers and immigrants. And you're like, the ship is sailing right off the cliff, right over a waterfall. It looks like about 10 years away at most. Right? Because your main, like, the people still buying your shit, they're like 60, 65. I mean, and they're all boosted now. Like, so... What are you going to do? What's your plan? You've transitioned... I know the Conservative Party's transitioned entirely to Indians. That's their plan. We're just going to be Indian now. Okay, but we're still going to be the majority. Still going to be like you've abandoned us. You've taken the side of aliens and foreigners and anti-Canadian monsters over your own people, and they will be able to see that is that they have no representation. They'll look at your political parties and go, none of these people have anything to do with me. They don't even look like me anymore. They're not even speaking English. What is that? That's not French. What dance are they having at the Edmonton Oilers game this Saturday? Oh, it's more Indian Punjab, is it? Is that the rich cultural history of the people of Edmonton? It's not the local reserve unit pipes and drums band. No, it's more Indians in everywhere, all the towns, right? So what happens when, you know, this... I mean, just play it out. Another 5-10 years, right? And they're all complaining about these 14, 15-year-old kids, 13, you know. They're just all radical. They're just so vicious and mean. Well, they're on the internet. And that is their habit, is to challenge authority. And you're the weakest authority that there's ever been. You don't know anything. You're all hypocrites. You can't defend your positions. You can't talk. You can't convince anybody of anything. You live entirely on this, the perpetual, you know, momentum that you think is forever. Of the status quo. Like, you can just coast. You don't have to do any maintenance. You don't have to do any work. You can just show up, read the script, clock out, go home, get fucked up on pills, and watch your Netflix docudrama. You do that for a little while, but things are deteriorating and deteriorating. And now you're losing the plot, you're losing control, and you can't even win the respect of 13-year-olds. You know? You can't. Because they're on TikTok, and they're on all these apps, and they're like, oh, look at that. More blown up children just like me. And there's there's you guys, right, on TV saying, Slava Israel, and I don't know what's going on with all these kids. Well, soon they're going to be grown men, and you're going to try and draft them into a war for Israel, and it's not going to go very well. And assuming you continue to fail to kill me before then, I'm going to have some things to say to those young men. And it's going to be true, and they're going to know it when they hear it. And you're going to have some fucking bullshit counter-narrative that's just not going to strike a chord with anybody. Sorry, because it's not true. And this just feels hollow and empty and shallow compared to, you know, what else is being said, which is backed up by a lot of evidence and decades of patterns and, you know, a lot of regular people like them who aren't billionaires. They're not connected political family dynasties. They're not media figurehead. They're just regular people. And there's more of them now than there's ever been. And they all say this. And all of you rich, connected, detached from reality freaks who are all millionaires yourselves, you're all saying that. So they have to choose from one to the other. Oh, and by the way, that establishment that you people love so much is also all Indian and Chinese and all. Right. It's very diverse. So they're like, you're not doing great, kid. I don't know. I don't know if you thought this through. Probably not, right? Because it's all about now, instant gratification and stuff, right? Well, it's too late. It's like, if you're getting alarmed, it's like, I'm sorry. I'm just letting you know that you basically have stage 4 cancer. Okay? You're fucked. I don't know how much longer you have. It's not decades. It's 10 might be pushing it. But anywhere in the next 3 to 5, I think you're really going to lose control. And the real panic is going to set in. That's when you're going to get really violent and start condoning terrorism, because we have to stop the Nazis, which are just regular kids and people from your town who don't want to be, you know, butchered and massacred and, you know, persecuted forever. They're kind of tired of that. So I hope you're looking forward to it as much as I am. Zainal says the truth shall set you free. I'm gonna read the, you know, try and get through the rest of these. Man, I fucking flew through this. We're almost done. Look at that. I didn't open a single tab. I was like, I'm not even gonna say tonight. Apparently a lot of stuff. Lots of fuck you, you know. Hey, a lot of terrorism. It's a hate rally, guys. This is a digital hate rally. I'm suggesting Rachel Gilmore might be a human being. Misguided and wrong and totally twisted up inside one, but she is. And I would, you know, if anybody was with sincerity was like, you know what, I've tried everything else and I feel horrible all the time and this is terrible. What do you guys got for me? I'll give it a shot. Because there's nothing more satisfying than that. That money doesn't, you can't buy that, man. Some of these people who have just, and I didn't do anything. I just encouraged them. I just explained it to them. And try to reach them in a way that they would understand and that would, you know, resonate, make them feel something and believe in themselves. And they've turned their fucking lives around and they've lost tons. I'm supposed to stop because, you know, no, that's what I see. Okay. You've nothing. Ooh, you're going to get me. I've already won. It's already over. Now he beat you in public over and over. We're just watching this. We're just watching the tape run out now. I think the future is basically decided at this point. It's just now it just has to happen. It just has to play out. It's not really up in the air anymore. It's kind of pretty certain what's going to happen and what confrontations are probably going to come about in any number of different degrees of severity, but they're going to happen. And then the end result of that is pretty clear also. It's not really one to worry about because either we win totally, and I mean totally, like the world will shake at the absolute snapback, okay? We'll call it that when it whoosh, comes back the other way. Or everybody dies and there's no life anymore and the world's over. So there's really nothing to... Either way, we're, you know, this is it. So
why would you think that?
Well, I don't know. It's when all the people that do all the work are dead. Let me put it to you this way. Is Zimbabwe better now than when it was Rhodesia or not? Objectively. Is South Africa better now or not from like 40 years ago? Like they're running around with sledgehammers, hammering away at the pillars holding up civilization, and they think it's not going to fall down on their heads and kill them all. So either they're either going to be removed, you know, these elements of suicidal altruism and self-destruction and self-loathing. They hate themselves. They hate life. They hate everything. So they just, you're full of hate. That's actually you. You're actually that thing. I love my family and my life and my people, all of this stuff so much that I'm willing to put up with this. Do you think I like this? Do you think it's fun? Do you think I'm sitting at home like some kind of psycho, just like, oh, look how many things my face is in the news. I don't read it. I learned not to. Because all it does is occupy space in your head, and it's just negative. It doesn't. It's not assisting me in doing anything that I want to do. So there's no reason for it to be on the truck. You know what I'm saying? If this doesn't have a benefit, I leave it on the fucking side of the road. God, bye. No time for that. But I'm willing to endure this because this is what I believe in, and I believe in it because I love these people and my family and my children and everything that. That means that's what's built on top of everything, and that's immutable. You can't kill that. Even when I'm dead, I'll be like worse. I'll be worse than Obi-Wan Kenobi. I'll be Obi-Wan Hitler Kenobi, and I'll be helping people do fucking Death Star trench runs all over the place. You'll be fucked. That'd be the worst thing you could do. Yeah, turn me into a martyr. Good idea. Oh, guarantee a total victory. Do that. Fuck, these people are dumb. You can't win. Just give up. That's my advice. But they won't. They're too stupid and selfish. All you have to do is like take an honest, you know, like an honest assessment, an honest like inventory of your own feelings and your own thoughts and your own, like, why are you like this? What are you really mad about? What is really going on? What's actually the problem here? Because I know these people, they don't know me, right? They don't know anything. Fucking guy, you can't hate me. It's impossible. You don't know me, right? You can't hate something you don't intimately know. You have to intimately know it and understand it to really, truly hate it. You don't even know what hate is. You're just an emotional little fucking freak show that they're able to twist up and go out and cause mayhem like a gremlin. Do you remember gremlins? Don't feed them after midnight and don't get them wet or else, you know, and then they go on. That's kind of like, they're just basically gremlins. They feed them soy after midnight and they're always, you know, slippery with some kind of substance, lubricant or what, I don't know, hair grease. You know, they always... But what is it? Is it revenge? Is it money you're after? Like, what is it? Like, I did all this already. I already did all this work. A lot of these people won't and can't. And there's probably lots of people on our side that haven't yet because they're afraid of what they might find, what they might see is in there. But you got to do it because you're never going to be finished. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you stand for, what you're here for, what you're willing to do, not do, and all of that stuff. If you don't go in there. I love that Teddy Atlas quote. It's like a door in your house. You know, I don't want to go in there. It's dark in there. It's scary in there. I don't like it in there. What if there's something in there that you need? You know, in life, you have to, you're never going to be done. You can't just ignore this blind spot and go, I don't know, I'm just going to ignore that forever and hope I never need. I'm going to be honest, I certainly had those moments, you know, you get all these people saying these things to you and calling you this and calling you that. Is that true? I mean, you're insane not to. If you don't do this, you're probably insane. If you don't stop and go, is any of this true? Am I? What's really going on here? And I was able to really get, like, strip everything. Right down to, like you're doing surgery, like you're looking for a tumor. Find it and expose it and go, there it is. Why upset? Why? Where is this coming from? It comes from, for me, I keep seeing people I like or I love get hurt or killed, and I want it to fucking stop. That's it. I see things that I care about being damaged, poisoned, destroyed. People I care about being lied to and hurting themselves. And I see a lot of suffering. And I don't like it. And you seem to love it. You seem to love it. So I don't like you. If you're on that team, I don't care if you have a fucking turban or your stupid little Jew hat. I don't care. If you're contributing to this and I assess that you are part of this machine that is profiting and feeding itself off of the parasitic bloodlust of all of these innocent people who are just trying to fucking survive. If you're a part of that, I don't like you. Because you're hurting things that I love. That's the truth, and that's what it is. So you can say that it doesn't mean anything to me.
Oh, you're all full of hate.
No, I know that's not true. It's actually the love I have for these things that has compelled me to say the things that I've said and go to the places I've gone and do the things that I do. That's the engine that drives me, and there's no stopping. Why do you think I get the energy to do this? I wouldn't get tired by now. I haven't been tired. Aren't you tired of being so hate-filled after 6 or 7 years? No, I'm not at all, actually. I feel more energized than ever. You guys, though, aren't doing so hot, huh? What's going on over there? You got a morale problem? Just desperate for wins anywhere you can find it.
Oh, we're going to cancel a fucking TikTok account that nobody's even on watching.
That's what you got to do to feel good about yourself. Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, man. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, Cirky Cirks. I'm just going to read some. I'm worried about you. I'm going to read the rest of these chats, and I'm just worried about you guys. Just take a minute, you know, Cirk Goblin people. It's not too late. You could get out. I mean, most of you, it's definitely too late. But, you know, for every once in a while, I just want you to think about it. Okay? You don't have to. You don't have to be a disgusting, horrible piece of shit. Is this what your parents wanted for you when you were a one-year-old little baby? They wanted you to grow up and just be this miserable, bitter, all your day, all the time, is just, hey, fucking hate you. That's all you're doing. Obsessed with other people, regular people. Not Peter Thiel. Not Jacob Rothschild. Not any of this. No, you're like,
there's internet Nazis and they're fucking...
Is this really what this is about? Or is it because you just couldn't stop eating? I'm going to give them a complex. I'm going to make them ban this song off the radio because it's going to become the new satirical anthem of the alt-right that's being used to mock the disadvantaged mental, intellectual, and emotional stability of the victims of white supremacy. Really? Oh, careful. Are you going to tweet that? I don't know if I do that if I were you, because I'm going to retweet it and everybody's going to see it and then it's going to be, oh, baby, don't tweet! Know just what you're typing. So please stop explaining. Don't tell me what's hurt. Don't need your community notes. Don't tweet. I know just how you'll ring. So please stop taking those pills. You're gonna fucking overdose. No, no. Why? Every time. This is like, I don't know, I do this. For 2 weeks, I was Vince McMahon. Now, am I Gwen Stefani? I don't understand. The old one, when she was 32 and hot and cool and not, I mean, I don't know what she is now, but it's not, they got her is what happened. Circulon got a hold of poor Gwen, and, you know, you've seen what they've done to her. Ugh. Poor girl, you know. This is why we got to stop these people, all right? We could have had gracefully aged, beautiful, respectable Gwen Stefani, and instead we got dumpster circus goblin freak, probably eats children's foreskins, Gwen Stefani. Saw this article going around recently, Mork was like, do you see this? I'm like, yeah, it's from like 10 years ago. It's probably from buying, you know, old foreskins out of a bag from some weird rabbi in an alley in New York in 2015. That's true. That's a true story. That's what happened. Selling foreskins out of on Craigslist. It's totally normal, but Jensen says, I've been craving foreskin onion rings after Morgan's post. I didn't even... The synchronicities of this stream are just too powerful to ignore. I didn't even read that until right now. Good stuff! Good stuff, brain. Keep taking it. I'm on autopilot now. I'm not even here anymore. This is all Philip. Octosteen says, somewhere Assis's agent is weeping into Zier, yeah, TV dinner. They get paid a lot of money. It's probably Burger King. They could probably afford Burger King. Dagoim says the brown shirts were needed because of communist Antifa action in pre-World War II Germany. That's true. Everyone wants to, you know, shit on them and say, ah, fucking Hitler. Well, they were running around burning farms and businesses and attacking people and, you know, the proletariat must rise against them. All of this shit was going on. They had just seen what happened in Russia with, you know, all the murdering and killing and mass executions and starvation and all that. This is now coming into Germany. So they're like, okay, no, we're going to fight you now. And that's what happened. So they don't tell you that. That's the legacy of Antifa. So again, where did Hitler come from? Well, Antifa made him. Because if it wasn't for them, if it wasn't for these left-wing maniacs that can't stop taking and taking and taking, there would never have been a need. There'd be no... Hitler would never have happened. None of that would have happened. But it did. Because you fucking freaks just can't stop stealing and lying and taking. You can't, can you? You just can't. So until you learn how to stop doing that, this is going to keep happening. And this time it's not confined to one small corner of Europe. It's like everywhere. So I don't know what's going to happen afterwards. You better win because you got nowhere to go afterwards. Jen Steens is the great Canadian experiment. Yes. A Canadian promise. Something Pierre just invented a minute ago. Never heard it in my life. They're just these think tanks, right? These Canadian political hacks. Like, oh, let's just fucking, what are the Americans saying? Let's just rip stuff off of them. I don't know anything. I'm just a Jewish lesbian with a terrible haircut. Let's ask him. Does he know anything? I just got here 5 minutes ago. I don't know how to relate to these people. I'm too busy pooping right now to come up with any sort of a solution. Why did we make him in charge? He doesn't even speak the language. Don't tweet. I know what's just... Don't tweet. Dago Eames is just like Mary Fagan and Ebba Ekerlund. Their memories will live as long as we do. And you can't just keep killing these people and kids especially. And Plutonomous says, 10 years ago, a town in Mexico threw out their cops, mayor, counselors, lawyer, government. Things have been running smoothly ever since. Where is that? I may be in need of a place to hide out for a little while. These things get a little crazier around here. I don't know. Ireland, potentially. There's a lot of places I could go. But then how do our enemies live in fear if they know I'm not potentially around every bush and corner and maybe outside the house right now? How about this? Like, things that they haven't even thought of that I have thought of and could easily done. I may have done it already. I could pre-record a whole stream, have some, like, throwaway comments to people. I'd have people in the audience... send this exact, you know, chat And I'm just running a video file on my broadcast software right now. And I'm actually outside your house watching you watch me from the bushes with binoculars right now. Right now. No, not. Oh, I'm listening to the replay. I know. I've timed it that way. I know your routine. I know where you go. I know when you get up for work. I know when you go to bed. I know everything about you. I've been following you home. All that, those feelings. I feel like maybe somebody's watching me every time I come out, go to the parking lot. Yes, that's me. I've been hunting you. Soon I will come into the home. Soon you'll hear it. You'll be like, there's a noise downstairs. Was that just the house settling? Was that just, it might be me in your kitchen. You should know this about me. You can confirm this with my family, my mother, my sister, anyone that knows either myself or my father. We have a deceptively quiet feet. Like somehow no noise is, we don't make any noise when we walk, if we want to. If we want to walk around very gingerly and stealthily, there's no sounds whatsoever. Right up to 200 pounds. It doesn't matter what size we are. We can just, I'm in your house and you have no idea. I'm everywhere. Behind the curtains, I'm under your bed. I'm wearing your pants. Not that I want to. I want it to be as confusing and unhinged a story as that when you tell the police, they're just going to be like, so let me get this straight. You think he concocted a fake stream 3 hours to play for you to watch so that he could break into your house and terrorize you while wearing your clothes? Yes, it's what happened. Oh, my God. And that is what will have happened. And no one will ever believe you. you know. And that's like a funny, think of the evil shit I could think of or have thought of and just not going to tell you about it. You know what I mean? Because again, we all have those two sides, especially the good people, right? But if they're forced to get nasty, oh man, they make some of the best bad guys when they get forced into, you know, a different operating system, let's say. Half Reception says, coming in late, I recently saw some troops here in Ontario, and wow, things have changed. Then off to Sudbury, and what's going on? Anyway, how about a purely ad-lib $3 Super Chat episode? I hate you. And then there's people with fake... I'm not even reading them. I'm going to skip over all of them. That's a new rule. You did it. We're doing it now. Jensen says, they got your phone, and now we have CRJ's nude calendar. Or now they have... I've never had that. I've never opened the file. I know it says instructions.pdf and different things. I'm not stupid. I know you keep trying to send me this. I don't want to see a catalog, collage, expose of CRJ tied up with sex toys in different orifices in different positions around the house. I don't want to see that. I know that's what you're trying to show me, and I'm refusing. I'm refusing now, then, and in the future. More terrible $3 super chats that I'm just, nope. Yeah, everybody's getting in on it now. These are all fake names. Who is this? Now they're making fun of Rachel again. Jen Steen says, okay, now you're getting creepy. Labia Liquor, thank you very much, man. That's very generous of you. I appreciate that. Yes. See, some of you guys are... I don't want you to have to pay for it because it's not fair. It's like shit that I would want to know and some people literally don't have 10 bucks, and those are the ones that you should be wanting to help the most. Politicians have it backwards. Ezra Levant's calling people, okay, can you donate $500 or is it 5,000? Some people I know, can you give us $5,000? I feel like sometimes they just ask just to see if you're dumb enough to give it to them. Politicians, oh, donate to our political party. We're all broke. No one can afford anything because of you people. You should be giving us money. Actually, are you a millionaire? How much money do you make? 400 grand a year? Okay, no, I don't feel bad for you. I'm running all of this on my own budget. You can fucking do the same. There, chief, with your aviators on and your... bring it home. Yeah, bring home a real paycheck from a real job. Try that. Maybe you'd win some respect. Labia says, you're the only reason I have any hope left for the country. Ooh, you're putting it on me, my shoulders. He says, if nothing else, you inspired me not to quit when it was easy way out. This is for overdue therapy fees and helping when I was down. Fuck you, make me. Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Well, I'm glad. I hope you're doing well, and I hope anything I was able to do is, if it improved your anything, good. Dirtbag Welder just, he says, just tuned in. for the win. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Jen Seen says children need to learn sex and Dubs is gay. No, stop supporting this nonsense. Zionist cuck is sending me again the links. I'm not doing it, man, but I appreciate it. And Jenstein says, Phil, I'm sore. Okay, that's enough of the Phil. I ignored Rumble this whole time. LLM contributor says, thank you very much, man. He says, 200 super chat if you live stream a mustache man trim. That's it. Everyone has shaved that mustache in before. I thought I would try to identify the exact limit of where people want to say something, but they're not quite sure if that's supposed to be a Hitler mustache or if it's just really short. You know what I mean? Where it's like right on the line where somebody's like, you know, almost like what Elon did with the, oh, you know, like it's. I find that stuff hilarious. Because no one should care. And then that's the joke, is you're getting bent out of shape about a mustache. That's what's funny. That's the joke, is that you care where the hairs on someone's face are. That is upsetting to you. That's fun. If you don't understand why that's funny, that's because you're a baby. You know, 4-year-olds don't understand adult humor. Okay, go watch some poop and fart videos. You'll like those better. Okay, little baby. Vodkatarian says $20 worth of air horns, please. All right, you'll have it. $20 worth. That was it. Justice for Father says, Phil, fuck you, I love you. Okay, well, that's good. Phil, you got some fans. Mechanized Doom says, I live in the Silicon Valley. There's a billboard along the 101 freeway with an IDF soldier next to a U.S. military grunt. It reads, the U.S. and Israel fighting terrorism together. Oh, very dystopian. He says, yeah, that is. That is not what the Israelis are doing. It's genocidal cult madness, and it's been going on for a long time, but over there in earnest since 1947. I like the old invasion stories of the IDF guy talking about how he was chasing human beings away out of their homes with a flamethrower and setting them on fire and laughing about it. That's one of my favorite IDF 1947 to 1950 stories of Israel's lovely history, you know. Unlike North America, when our ancestors got here and there was nothing, this is our land, this is our... Oh, what is? Is that road yours? Is that hospital yours? Is that monument yours? Are these power lines yours? Is that dock yours? Is that airport yours? The rail lines, are they yours? The mines, the farms, the homesteads, are they yours? Is that fish farm, is that yours? Are those cows yours? The horses aren't yours. We brought them with us. What? So what exactly of the... you weren't doing anything with it. Palestine was literally there was already people there with vehicles and homes and all of that. And they just said, all right, get the fuck out, and started killing everybody. And now we're, you know, 80 years later, and this is where we're at. It's been like this. This isn't a one-off. This isn't like, it's been like this the whole time. Fighting terrorism. It's slow motion genocide. They got it down to a science. Well, how much can you get away with at a time? They used to call it cutting the grass. The Israelis would say, cutting the grass. You know, got to keep it on. Every little while, you got to go do some killing. Just kind of keep their numbers down, right? You want to kill the kids, especially because they grow up and have families and so on. And it takes a lot of money and resources to protect and feed and grow up. And so actually, if you want to genocide them, killing the children is preferable to killing the adults. So they target children. And they have been. Just like, I don't want to show you the video because it's horrible and I'm tired of looking at it. But it's not hard to find on Twitter or anywhere else if you want to go see a pile of people and children blown to bits. And yep. And then you'll see a bunch of Jews being like, that's not even real. That's fake. Like, okay. Yeah, it's fake. The entire world is seeing this and recognizing this, except you and your fucking bootlickers. Like, you're outnumbered immensely. The whole world is condemning this. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. You're an inhuman freak that loves killing people. I don't have any time for that. Melted Truth says, I want to see Dick 69 take on the 51st state. Dick 69 would play for our team, wouldn't he? He's Canadian, after all. He wouldn't. Or his take on the 51st state. I don't know. He hasn't been around in a long time. Or Zio Jesus. They're technically potentially the same person. Maybe the same origin story. Where was he last at? Where did we leave Dick 69? Where has he been? What is he up to lately? Oh. fuck. You make one crazy call sign in the Air Force, then you get an origin story in Diagolon, and the next thing you know...
Yeah, yeah, so, excuse me. Yeah, the Dickster's here. Just, wanted to have a little puppily-doo in here, do a little flyby, if you know what I mean, with my fly down, with my thing out, because I see all your, wives are out here, and they don't look very entertained or very satisfied, so I thought I'd kill two birds with one stone here. 51st state, huh? I like the energy. I like the aggression. I like the fuck you. I'm just going to take it. It's Faraday Dick 69. It's something I would do, but it's not the team I happen to be playing for. So I'm going to tell you a secret. Dick already lost his whole family in a tragic moment of diversity in Europe a few years back. Dick doesn't have any reason to live, and Dick is just here for Dick now. So Dick can't beat you, but he can certainly fly this F-18 straight into your fucking house, Johnny. Don't do that, Dick. You'll never get past me. You'll never... Oh, shut up, you big fat retard. I know all the codes. You think I got away with changing my call sign handle to Dick 69 if I didn't know how to evade your little fucking gay systems? Buddy, I've been flying bombing missions high on coke for years. Your house, his house, anybody's house, really. In fact, I'll just load this bitch up and see how much damage I can do. I'll crash it, jump out, parachute down onto the lawn, kick the door in. I'll be wearing a Speedo, but nothing else. I will have dual-matching chrome-plated gold-lined Berettas. And I'll just go full Max Payne inside. I'll go John Wick inside the White House. I'll even bring a dog for you to kill just to gas me up for the third act. How's that sound, Donnie? Well, the White House does need to be remodeled. It's quite a disaster, to tell you the truth. To be quite honest, I don't mind if it gets destroyed. Right, so we're in agreement. Sounds good. I'll pencil you in for Halloween. That's Dick's favorite time of year. Because nobody ever believes the headlines and the shenanigans, because it's Halloween, and everybody's dressed like a whore. All right, see ya. Thanks, Dick. That was helpful. And, very diplomatic of you. I'm glad that situation could be resolved so easily. Melted Truth says the saying Reagan ain't easy is one thing. It's not, but try Reagan is even harder with Milhouse loving faggots. Yeah, that would be tough. I feel you. They'll find out. I hope he wins. I want the conservatives to win, so it'll be obvious that, you know, that's... But I feel like that's the carrot they're going to keep dragging along. I feel like they're going to put Mark Carney in there. All these polls are, he's up by so many points. I believe it's closer than conservatives want it to be, but I don't believe that he's winning by 10 points. I don't understand that. I don't believe the guy can't get any crowds. He's not popular. He's not, I don't know. The fix might be in for that one. And then they'll just go, oh, shucks, if only we just get the libs out. They'll blame everything. They'll blame George Soros. They'll blame PPC, speak to vote. They'll bicker and run around in circles and blame each other. And they will never look up at the claw. And they'll never even know that it's there. So I don't know. I hope they do win, though, because then it'll be a lot easier to be like, see, they're all fucking terrible. Even less than a year, and everybody be turning on them. I bet everybody's going to turn on Trump, too, soon. Yeah, I'll save that for the very end here. We got to get out of here. It's very, very late. I'm up way too late. Hang on. I'm going to rip through the rest of these chats, and we're just going to leave. I'm just going to go home without saying a word. I'm just going to turn it off, and it's not what I'm going to do, but I wish I could. See What I Saw says, watch your back from all the weckbeards honking their horns and calling you a Nazi, breaking their horns, proving to the world they are retarded. Yeah, guy broke his horn. Poor guy. I wonder, does he need fitness advice? You need, like, you're clearly in very poor physical condition, sir. Are you looking for help with that? Some of the guys can attest to that. I'm very effective with this. I definitely know what I'm doing. I can fix you right up. Or you can just not, and I don't know. LM Contributor says, thank you for saying what we've been thinking the whole time. Thanks, man. I'm just glad other people think. I don't even care if it's any, if it's never any more than you guys. I just, good. Okay. Ah, you guys are all crazy. Yes, we're all insane. All 50,000 of us are just out of our minds. Except they're all like, everyone I've met is like a professional with a job and a career and a family and a stable. I mean, well, not everybody. There's been some definitely unhinged people, but the people I deal with regularly most all the time, yeah, they're all very normal, actually, insane and fueled by a lot of the same things. I don't want the things I love and care about to be destroyed and victimized and fucked with. And I don't want my aunt to get killed by an Indian on the fucking highway and have to be found by her husband. You know where they found the Indian guy? Gagan Preep, Gagan Deep, Singh something. You know what he was doing when the police found him? He was trying to hide the evidence. He was trying to get his vehicle repaired so it wasn't obvious that he just killed this woman. And Pierre will say, "Ah, oh, this is Trudeau's Canada." Yeah, that's the problem. We need bail reform. Yeah, that's what it is. People like that are almost worse because they're just telling you things that they think will work to get them elected, and they don't really have any intentions of actually solving the problem. If they did, they would look into it and try to get to the root of what it is, but they don't. They don't care. They just care about getting elected so they can have their turn and get paid. And then when they're sitting there, it's all about staying elected and enjoying the ride. That's really all it is. It's disgusting. They're the worst. Frog Soup says crimes against whites are not hate crimes. Remember that, Goyim. Yeah. So again, we have to take our own side, because if you think the courts are going to help you or any of that, they're not, right? They're not. That's not what they're for. They're there to make sure you die, essentially. And anybody that thinks that's not true, you just wait till it's your turn. You'll see. You'll see. You'll see how it goes. I didn't want to believe it either at first. Cease to stay them says, I've paid for taxes for things you wouldn't believe. We all have. Frog Soup. This is Canada number one. Fuck Jeets. Yeah, India's not a popular place here. Warriors of Truth. A champion gets up when he can't. Quoting Jack Dempsey, for all the love you have for Canada. Yeah, well, Jack Dempsey was legit. You know? Gets up when he can't. That's all it is, man. You just go until you can't anymore. Frog Soup says, Ovi tied Gretzky today. Yeah, I saw that. Crazy. I said, let's go, Whitey. This is Canada's game. I love hockey. I like hockey. I love boxing. I like hockey. I haven't watched it in a long time. I just can't with the wokus and the gayness and all that shit. And Jenstein says, Cosby or I'm leaving to watch Pleb. Well, we're leaving anyway to go home. I want to finish this up and get out of here. That's a great one. A champion gets up when he can't. So, like, I kind of pieced this together by accident. Discovered it by accident. Again, I was, you know, in that moment of spite, I was just mentioning. This was 2009, I think. It's like 23. And I'm on this fucking operator selection course, and it's, oh, the haunted microphone that's trying to put itself in my mouth. What are you doing? Okay, Morgan's coming over later. Oh, shit, I wasn't supposed to. I'm on this course, and, yeah, it's pretty rough. Not doing. I'm on the way out. You know, I'm fucking mentally just toast. And I didn't think I was going to make it. I was so tired. I was so physically, mentally, emotionally tired, hungry, wet, cold, like everything. I have massive, both of my feet are bleeding. I had to cut a toenail off with a multi-tool. It's still here, actually. There it is. This is the actual, bah! This motherfucker, where is it? Where's the, yeah, you see the ridges on it? I had to cut my own toenail off with this. Ah, sawed it off. Yeah, because I figured this would have did it faster with the, you know, serrated edge on it. It was all swollen, wouldn't fit in my boot because there's a massive blood blister under it. So I was fucked, man. I was just totally fucking, I was not physically prepared for this. I was not in good enough shape. I was just surviving. We're near the very end. We got another like 10 hours ago or something. And this guy just fucking started beaking off, and I was like, fucking. So out of spite, I'm mad. I'm like, fuck you, you motherfucker. I was like, well, I can't win. I'm not going to finish it. I know that. And I don't care. But I would rather I felt so, I'd never been this tired in my life, and I felt like if I continue at this pace that they're going at, I'm just going to pass the fuck, I'm just going to die. I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm going to and collapse out of exhaustion, I felt like was possible. Like all, like my, everything in my brain was like warning, like you're toast, man. Like you need to fucking sit down and just shut her down because you're going to either get hurt or pass out or I don't know. It was bad. So I was like, but the thought of just quitting was just, it was too shameful, and I didn't want to give this guy what he wanted. I didn't want to give it to him. So I was like, so out of spite, I'm just going to keep going until I'm dead, until I just, I'm removed out of my own. I couldn't physically, you know, my body failed and I passed out. That was a more honorable way to go out to me. And I could say, look, I literally went until I couldn't go anymore. I couldn't take another step and I passed out. 100 pounds of shit on my back, you know, brutal. And eventually it was just over. And I was done. And the team I was with, I thought we were the slowest ones and we were slowing everybody down and it was all my fault and this is fucking, we're going to come in last now. And I'm fuck, like I was beating myself up. We came in first by like 6 hours. It wasn't even close. We demolished everybody else. These guys were, I mean, they ran me into the fucking ground, but they were all phenoms. Like, these guys are all 6'2" and jacked, and I'm just like, ha! The attack midget trying to keep up with them. And it could have ended a different way. I could have just left, and I would have had a totally different outlook on life. I would have had a totally different experience. I would have had a totally different appreciation of myself. Not a good one, not a better one. And the only thing, the only difference was that one guy thought, I'll just keep going. Fuck it, whatever. Whatever. Good. Good. I hope I just pass out. That'd be kind of funny. It'd be kind of cool. I just pushed through the threat. And the fear is what it was. I was afraid I was going to, you know, go down and be fine. It's like, fine. I'm going to, it felt wobbly. I was like, for a little while, I'm like, I've never been this fucked up. I don't know. This is, you know. That was it. That was the difference between that guy and that guy. It was like, I just didn't give up. There was nothing special about it. There was no, I didn't get all of a sudden, oh, I got all fired up. And no, it was a slog right to the end. The only difference is, didn't give up the end. And I was successful. We got in, we got picked up to go join the unit and go on the course and everything. And, you know, it was kind of a big moment in my life. I'd never done anything that difficult before at that level, at that, you know, and it was that close to not happening. And all I had to do was just decide, nah, I'll just fucking keep going. Like, my legs will still keep moving. Everything will still work if I want to. It will hurt and suck, but do I want to continue? I guess I'll just be in pain and be fucking miserable and just keep going. And I've learned that way. And it doesn't matter what you're doing in life. It's the same mentality, no matter what it is. If you're stressed out, if you're anxious, if you're, you know, I want to give up, I want to stop. Well, you just don't, though. You will keep going, and the next thing you know, you'll be way further down the road and be like, can you imagine if you gave it up way back then when you thought you were going to, and you didn't, and now look how much has happened, how many things you've been able to do and appreciate and experience and gain because you didn't give up. And who was trying to make you give up? The claw people. Just trust the experts, you know. Stay safe. Report your neighbors. There's no place for hate. Tried everything in the world to browbeat you and turn you off and, you know, turn you away and make you betray what you believe and betray what you think is right. You just don't. You just don't let them. You just keep going. And this is the key point here. And it reminded, I thought of this with Trump earlier with the tariffs and stuff. And why is like, you know what? People might turn on him. It depends on how it goes. But like the conservatives in this country, it's all about money, running on money. Promise you money, tax breaks, axe the tax. We'll give you stuff and things and money. And people are like, well, it's better than nothing. I'm like, yeah, it's better than nothing, but it's not better than the best. I want the best. Don't you? Don't we deserve that? Don't we have war memorials all over this country with the names of people that should still be here etched into them? Didn't we pay that price already? Didn't we earn this already? Don't we deserve a higher standard than this? and you're content to sit there and take a $500 check or $2,000, that's not going to buy you 2 weeks. Better than nothing. It's better than nothing, but just barely. And you're willing to accept that. Like, you have no self-respect, no dignity. Just happy to have whatever crumbs that they'll kick off the plate for you. I'd rather go hungry and fight them instead on an empty stomach than be their slave and take their crumbs. Money is not going to fix these problems. Money is not enough. The promise of money and stuff and things is not going to be enough to get you to say no, to get you to say the truth, how you really feel, if there are TV cameras in your face asking about this horrible situation or that. It's not going to be enough. It's going to be enough to make you shut up. It's going to make you enough to go the other direction. It's a bribe. How do you defeat that? How do you stand up to this stuff? You have to, you just, it can't be about money. It can't be about things or about stuff. It has to be about the truth, about what's real, and about the people. That's what the country is. That's what we are. That's who we are. That's what our people are. That's what the nation means. That's what the community is. It's a big family. That's what it has to be for. And if that's what it's for, that's what the understanding is. That's what the foundational soul and engine of what you are doing is. When you open the hood and look inside, it's not a chest full of jewels and money and stuff and things that we're going to give. It's pictures of your children. It's your old wedding ring. It's your father's hat. It's your grandfather's pocket watch. It's your baby tooth next to your son's baby tooth. That's the why. That's what it's for. And if you give yourself completely to that, to fight, endure, and suffer, and build for other people, the people you love and the things that you love. Well, guess what? You're going to be successful. It's going to work because there's no other motivator that's stronger than that. They're motivated by money and hatred and bullshit and being perceived in the right way by other people. And that's going to stack up to all the things that I just mentioned. You got to be kidding me. The goal is not money and stuff and things. That is not the engine that should be driving your heart and your objectives. It's the people and the love for them that you have. And if you do that and you do it well and you make the right decisions, money and stuff and things and a good life, safety, promise, and beautiful things are the reward that you get as a byproduct of following your love for your people, yourselves, your children, in your future, and not compromising. Those are the rewards that you get for that. It's not about money and stuff. It's about them, and it's about us. That is the only thing that is going to beat them and this. Because it's a fight, and what motivates you to get up in the morning? You think Jack Dempsey was getting up off the ground because he's like, oh, there'll be some more money in it for me. He was motivated by a much higher calling to something that's not even physical in this world and this dimension. He wanted to be transcendent of time. He wanted to be the great ever. All the way. To go all the way, you need to go all the way inside. And that's what they're scared of. They're scared of people like that. You know why they're scared of people like that? Because they don't have what it takes to beat anybody like that. And if there's more than 100 of them in one place, you might as well just pack it in. Be honest. You couldn't handle me sitting down reading a sandwich by myself, not even paying attention to you. Just give up or keep shoving and see what happens. So remember, wasn't my call. I didn't press the button. I didn't start the fire. I'm just dealing with it. I really wish you'd stop, you know? That's it. That's all. Thank you very much, guys. Happy Friday. Have a great weekend. Take care of each other and make it count. You never know. You never know when it's all over. Could be tomorrow. Could be right now. Could be in 30 years. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Don't live in fear. That's the game they want you to play. When you stop being afraid, you can start to be alive. And you might be surprised at how much you get, how powerful you really are when you just don't give a fuck anymore. That's what it means. Lots of people like to say that. I don't give a fuck. Are you sure? Because you seem to give lots of fucks about what other people think of you. Don't ya? Don't ya? You want to know what not giving a fuck looks like? Looks like this. Looks like all of them. What do you see when you look in your mirror? Is that why you got a blanket over it? Thank you very much, guys. JeremyMackenzie.ca, RagingDissident.com is where you can find all of my links to all of the stuff I'm still allowed to use. I appreciate your love and support. As always, if you want to help us out, you can go to Ko-Fi.com, Ki-Fi.com/JMac. If you want to, I appreciate it. I'm going to go do more important things like play with my balls. What movie was that? Not coming to me. We'll find something to do. See you next week. I can't wait for this election to be over. Jesus. Maybe I'll plan another hate rally in an empty park. The birds will be very disturbed. Those pigeons will never recover. Death to pigeons, long live the crows. Stick to Patronus, pro patria. See you on the beach. Phil, what is this? Well, why, you brought them here? You said you were going to round them up. I thought you meant something, you know, like you inferred there would be a centralized location where you were going to take all these people. And this is just a, what is this, a call center? What are they doing? The colors mean what? Yellow, red, Phil, they're all just Twitter fighting with each other. Oh my God, it's genius. They all think they're here to bash the fash, but AI algorithms are reconfiguring their own tweets to appear as enemy tweets to the people across the cubicle from them. And they're just caught in an endless negative feedback loop of bashing themselves. And they think this is doing... You're producing fake results. So this is just... I always knew that we needed... That something needed... But Phil, you... Yes. No, that is what we've always needed. You've solved it. I've always said, Phil, we need to bring back the sanitariums. We need to bring back the insane asylums... And you've found a very creative way to isolate and contain all of these lunatic people and keep them, you know, in some kind of stasis to where they're unable to affect anyone on the outside world and no one's the wiser. This might be the most humane sanitarium I've ever seen, actually, which is... They've even got muffins and snacks! Phil, tell me there's like a time bomb or something, like the mouse is going to... Oh, it is? Okay. All right, okay. Because I would have thought it wasn't you. I just thought you were changing on me, buddy. I just want you to stay you, that's all. I don't want you to be changed by the game. Softened up right now. All right, I'll leave you to it. You seem to have things under control here. I'm going to go. Yeah, it's the weekend. Now we're going out.
You have fun, buddy. Have fun with slaves. No,
they should be slaves. I mean that sincerely. Have fun. Just don't call me. I'm not coming back till the morning.
Have fun!
God.